Hello and welcome in. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by Adam Jaxa. And we're coming your way from Dayton, Ohio, where today it's game number one of a six-game road trip. The Lansing Lugnuts and the Dayton Dragons. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Lansing Lugnuts and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form. And the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Lansing Lugnuts. Let me welcome in my broadcast partner right now, Adam Jaxa. So Adam, the Lugnuts won both games over the weekend against Beloit. They clinched the series split. And now for the first time this year, they're taking on the doormat of the East Division.
Yeah, they're hoping that they can rack up some wins this week and maybe have a similar week to what West Michigan just had. They came in here and won all six against the Dragons. So not going to be easy because Dayton is desperate for a win. Lansing is desperate to stay within range of West Michigan in that first place spot before the Whitecaps come into Jackson Field next week.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So let's talk about this matchup. Nathan Detmer gets the ball today, which means that it's going to be two Nathan Detmer starts in this series after we've seen him twice as a member of the Lansing Lugnuts in total, once on the road, once at home. What do you want to see from Detmer here tonight?
Well, Jesse, we've seen a lot of hard contact off of Detmer in his first two outings. He hadn't given up a home run in Stockton. He's given up a home run in each of his outings with Lansing. So just, I think, looking to see if he can fool these Dayton hitters. They have struck out most in the league coming into tonight in game 52 of 66 in the first half. So can you miss some barrels? Can you get some swings and misses and maybe less hard contact tonight? See if he can mix his pitches and fool a Dragon offense that hasn't been super consistent this year.
But the man on the other side has been consistent, and that's today's Dayton starter.
Yeah, he's been really good, and we're talking about the righty, Luke Hayden. He's a top 30 prospect, according to MLB Pipeline. Good cutter, good slider. He has been susceptible to walks, but other than that, I mean, his ERA at home is under 1.5. Lefties are batting 107 against this guy. And once this year, in his eight outings, has he given up more than two runs. And that was like five starts ago. Even a hot West Michigan team, he only gave up a couple of runs. But it came in a loss. So can you maybe knock him out of the game and get to the bullpen? We'll see how they approach Luke Hayden tonight.
There is a move to tell you about. The Lugnuts are without one of their top batters over the course of this year, because Cole Kahn is promoted up to Double A Midland, and he's replaced by another catcher. And funny enough, like the Lugnuts of C.J. Rodriguez, native Californian who attended Vanderbilt and drafted by the A's, here's another native Californian who attended Vanderbilt and was drafted by the A's as recently as last year. Davis Diaz makes his Lugnuts debut today.
Awesome for everybody. Diaz moves up the ladder. You're telling me the Midland Rockhounds stole the con man from us?
Yeah. Congrats.
That is ridiculous. We're going to miss him. He was great and a great family. His parents had just gotten in town, so they're going to have to drive their way down to Midland, Texas. But we are excited about this guy coming in here, Mr. Davis Diaz, because he's versatile, Jesse. He's a catcher, but he's playing third base tonight.
His head coach at Vanderbilt said he was one of the best defensive players that he had ever worked with. He's played second, he's played third, he's played catcher, and we are going to see him at the hot corner as Tommy White gets another day to rest.
National champion head coach Tim Corbin, he kind of knows the game of baseball.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, he does. By the way, this report from Cole Kahn's parents, they just arrived in San Antonio. They drove 12 hours yesterday. They drove 9 hours today. 21 hours from Michigan to San Antonio, Texas. The Cons have arrived in the AA Texas League. The Dayton Dragons have arrived on the diamond. They're wearing their home white uniforms. The Lugnuts starting lineup, Joshua Carota-Grauer bats first, and he plays shortstop. Hitting second, the first baseman T.J. Schofield-Sam. DHing Ryan Lasko hits third. Right fielder Nate Nankill cleans up. Clark Elliott's in left field, hitting fifth. Batting sixth, the center fielder Rodney Green Jr. Hitting seventh, the debuting Davis Diaz, the third baseman. Batting eighth, the catcher C.J. Rodriguez. Batting ninth, the second baseman Casey Yamauchi, who had a brilliant last week against Beloit in support of Nathan Detmer, the right-hander out of, coincidentally, San Antonio, Texas. On the other side for the Dragons, Victor Acosta leads off at second. Leo Balcazar, the shortstop, bats second. Batting third, the right fielder, Yerlin Confidon. Carter Graham, the first baseman, cleans up. Carlos Jorge in center field, batting fifth. Heading sixth, the DH, Ariel Almonte. Heading seventh, the third baseman, Johnny Ascanio. Catcher Connor Burns hits eighth. Miles Smith in left field bats ninth. Luke Hayden on the mound. Down to the field we go.
They make each day for our freedom. We are proud to have you with us tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, please rise and remove your hats. In honor of Dragons Police Night presented by Lion, presenting the colors at tonight's game is a joint honor guard representing Centerville, Kettering, and Vandalia Police Departments. Please remain standing until they have exited the field. Tonight's national anthem is being signed by Sarah B. In honor of Dragons Police Night, presented by Lion, performing tonight's national anthem is Dayton Police Department Officer Devin Portis.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched.
Color guard has cleared the field. Just a bad time for baseball. The Lugnuts, Garota Grauer, Schofield Tam, Lasco coming up against this Dayton Dragons defense. Smith in left, Jorge in center, Confidon is in right. Ascanio's at third, Balcazar at shortstop, Acosta at second, Graham at first, the catcher is Burns. The man on the mound is Luke Hayden. Now I look over at my Lugnuts colleague. Ever since 2019, Adam Jackson, who is your spotlight Lugnut to watch?
I mean, I got to go with TJ Schofield Sam. The dude is tearing up the Midwest League this year. He's the leader in average. He's the leader in hits. He crushes the baseball. Had another great series last week. all capped off with that big grand slam on Saturday night. So let's go with the Canadian.
TJ Schofield, Sam batting second in the order. The Lugnuts Booster Club Player of the Month for May. And he was honored on Sunday in the Lugnuts' last game. Our home plate umpire here today is John Reed. Our bases umpire is Robert Bonnet. It is our third series with Bonnet this year. The Dragons are wearing their home white uniforms, black crowns, the cat green bills. Lugnuts are clad in their black jersey shirts, black caps, silver Luggy the Lugnut on the front. Dale Kennedy jogs up the third baseline. And Luke Hayden going through his warm-up pitches. It appears, Adam, to be a very pleasant day in the Gem City.
A bad day to be in the car like we were most of the day. 90 degrees, sunny. It's beautiful down here.
Yes, it is. It's summer. There comes Joshua Carota Grauer. The Lugnuts at 28-23, the A's High A affiliate. First pitch at 7:05. Swing and a miss, strike one, we are underway. And we're right on time. Carota Grauer takes the ball outside. 90 miles an hour. From the right-hander, Hayden, the Indiana State Sycamore. Righty versus righty. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Good off speed. Strike two.
Hey, I'm off duty.
Joshua Carota Grauer was marvelous last week against Beloit. And the pitch skips in. Now the count is 2-2. So Carota Grauer is hitting 281 now this year. A break even from Hayden. Step back, leg kick, here it comes. Cute foul back into the screen.
How marvelous was he?
He was so marvelous that Joshua Carota Grauer reached base 14 times in 5 games. Is that good enough? 2-2. Line drive push foul up the right side. I mean, Adam.
Yeah.
After the series opener when he went hitless, he was 10 for 21 plus 4 walks. So, did he pack that with him on the road? Hayden deals. Line shot, center field. Carlos Jorge right there for the grab. Well, 104 off the bat, but out number one. Number one. Righty, righty. No score. The pitch. There's a called strike. One ball and one strike on Lasco, hitting 218 through his first 15 games. Started off well, fell into a slump. He has homered twice. Short lead, Schofield Sam. The deal. Up and in. Two balls and a strike. This is the scouting report on Hayden, right? He's a tough pitcher, but he can lose control. Sleeve of tattoo on his left arm. Looks fascinating. Had a called strike two. The right arm is bare for the moment. And I suppose we could check in with Luke in a decade or so. See if he is working with a second sleeve. A 2-2 pitch.
Right
up and in. Turns away Lasco. The batting helmet left. All the while Lasco got out of the way. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Oh. Right past the front shoulder. Yikes. Schofield Sam at first. Line out. Walk. Out of 3-2. But first the pickoff. You know, usually, Adam, when I see a baseball player with a full sleeve of tattoos down one arm, it's his non-throwing arm. That's the case right here for Hayden. Full count pitch. Ball four inside. Back-to-back walks. The high for walks in a game for Hayden is 4. He's done it twice this year, and he's halfway there.
Well, we know Lansing is patient, so if he's not going to throw him strikes, Lansing's not going to swing at him.
I mean, you're rather patient, too.
Depends on the day, Jesse.
It's a lovely Tuesday at the ballpark. Here's Nate Nankill. No score, 2-1, 1 out. The deal.
They
broke
it
in. Low. It's ball one.
For some reason, you keep making me come back to the state of Ohio, and that definitely, that'll test the patience, man.
Is that me, or is that the Midwest League schedule makers?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Hayden to Nankill. At the letters for a called strike. A 1-1. Nankill comes in hitting 291. Game number 47 for the Cal State Fullerton Titan. Look back at Schofield Sam. 1-1 pitch. Nankill swings and fouls it straight back. Had a good rip at the 95-mile-an-hour fastball. Interesting to me, the debuting lugnut here today, Davis Diaz. 8th rounder last year of the A's. Luke Hayden on the mound. 8th rounder last year of the Reds. And the 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball is grounded down to third base. Grabbed by Scania. Fires to second one. Turn to first. It's in time. It's 5-4-3. Around the horn. And a double play to end the top of the first inning. 2 walks. 1 left. No runs for the Lugnuts. Dayton's coming up against Nathan Detmer.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section. When Dad injured his back. When your basketball star tore his ACL. Opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful, pain-reducing prescription medicines. But most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country. And tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets. Anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
I'm Johnny Butler with Lansing Lugnuts. Time to get back to the broadcast.
The Lugnuts drew a couple of walks in the first inning, but they did not score. Nate Nankill grounded into a threat-squashing double play. And now Nathan Detmer is on the mound. And he takes on the Dayton Dragons. Acosta, Balcazar, and Confidant. First up, Victor Acosta takes ball one from Nathan Detmer. Victor Acosta, the switch hitter, batting left. Swings and lines it. Fair up the left field line. Out of the Dayton Dragons' pen. Acosta tears for second base. Picking the ball out of the pen. Getting it in. Clark Elliott. It's a leadoff double for Dayton. He punched that ball perfectly down the line.
Well, that is something that this offense just simply doesn't do. Last in the league in doubles. Yet here we go. Second pitch of the game. They get a double.
Oh, boy. It's Leo Balcazar.
Yes.
There's been a lot of talk entering tonight about what Dayton has not done this year. They're 17-34. The pitch. Balcazar bunts it right back to Detmer. He grabs. He throws to first. Little low. No worries. Schofield Sam was there. There's one gone. It's a sacrifice. Out of Costa over to third. One away. Bring up the number three hitter, Yerlin Confidant. For the Dayton Dragons, Adam, you want to guess how many sacrifice bunts that is for the year?
Number one?
Number 18. 18 sacrifices. The Lugnuts have 3 all year. your leading confidant. Batting left, first pitch, inside, ball one. Dayton is looking to grab the game's very first lead.
I guess you should have known. When you got a struggling offense, you got to find ways to produce runs.
They really are trying to find any way possible. The pitch, a ground ball foul, yanked up the right side. Nice bare hand by the first base coach for Dayton. Your lead this year, heading 220 through 50 games. Nine doubles, two triples, three home runs. Detmer checks on Acosta, then deals. Fly ball pulled down the right side. Hooking. Out of the screen, then down past the Lugnuts pen. Foul ball. The Lansing defense is as follows. C.J. Rodriguez is catching. Davis Diaz is at third in his Lansing Lugnuts debut. Joshua Grower is at shortstop. At second base, Casey Yamauchi. T.J. Schofield-Sam is at first. On the outfield, Clark Elliott in left, Rodney Green Jr. in center. And in right field, Nate Nankill. The runner at third with one away for the Dayton Dragons. Detmer would love the strikeout. Deals the 1-2. On a ground ball, yanked right side through. Beyond Yamauchi, base hit to right. Acosta scores. Nankill plays into second. RBI single for Confidant. And Dayton leads 1-0. Nearly in Confidant's 20th RBI of the season. He's at first base, a threat to run, six steals this year for the cleanup hitting Carter Graham. Righty to righty, Confidant does run. The pitch is high, throw down, the tag, he's gone. And Yamauchi, after applying that tag, is shaken up. Or did Yamauchi have the ball come free? Yes, the bases umpire belatedly. Robert Bonet saw that ball got jarred loose, and he pronounces Confidant safe. And Casey Yamauchi gingerly back up to his feet, walking around second base. The throw from Rodriguez was right there. Yamauchi caught it, applied the tag, and the feet of Confidant spiked Casey on the left forearm. Oh, goodness. He just slid feet first right into Casey's arm, reaching in to apply the tag.
Basically, instead of a hand reaching into the glove to knock out the baseball, it was a foot. That is brutal.
So Confidant at second, still on the bases, one out. Carter Graham takes a ball low, 2-0. Well, Adam, things could have begun better here today.
Yeah.
I think there's times when it adds insult to injury. That added injury to the insults. On the ball, 2 pitch. Graham whacks a line drive over. Kuroda Grower, base hit to left field. Kuroda Grower deked Confidant. That keeps him only at third base, moving 90 feet on a single by Graham.
Well, it's just more of what we've seen from Detmer. He's just, they're scalding the baseball against him. It's just, it's been a little bit of a process for him to go from Stockton now up to Lansing, three games in the Midwest League, and these guys aren't having any trouble seeing those pitches against him.
Real quick visit from the pitching coach, Dave Burba. All started with the Acosta leadoff double, and as you said, that's not something that Dayton does very often. The sacrifice laid down by Balcazar supplied the only out. Confidant then the single through the drawn in infield to bring in Acosta. They give Dayton the 1-0 lead. And that was a laser right there from Carter Graham into left field. Really enjoyed, though, the deke by the shortstop Kuroda Grower, who braced as if to jump and snare the line drive. So Confidant froze. And then when he saw that that ball screeched over the head of Kuroda Grower, he could only make his way to third. Well, here's Carlos Jorge, the center fielder. A grounds past Detmer. Ground by Kuroda Grower. Step on second. Throw to first. One hop. Pick by Schofield Sam. Side retired on the double play. Six unassisted to three.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome.
Well, breathe a sigh of relief. Dayton scores one run on three hits and a runner stranded at third base as we go to the second inning. Dragons 1, Lugnuts nothing.
Our kids spend hours a day glued to their screens.
but social media is addictive by design. Hooking our kids on content full of lies, extremism, hate, drugs, and violence. YouTube, TikTok, Facebook, and Instagram make billions of dollars by exposing our children to danger and face no consequences. These companies don't care, and Congress won't act. So it's up to us. We at the Center for Countering Digital Hate are holding these companies accountable. Join us at protectingkidsonline.org.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Hey, it's Tom Reisinger from the Lansing Lugnuts. Now back to the game.
Said each team turning a double play in the first inning. The Lugnuts trail the Dragons 1-0. Clark Elliott leads off the second and takes a ball outside from Luke Hayden, the right-hander out of Indiana State by way of Indiana. Elliott, Green, Davis Diaz. They're in the second inning. Righty to lefty. Elliott nubs it foul right off his foot. He takes a seat and then out to Hayden. Right off that right spike. We are one inning plus a couple of pitches into this series. And already the Lugnuts are getting beaten up. Casey Amucci got spiked in the bottom of the first. Clark Elliott's ready to roll again. 1-1 pitch on its way. Down and in. That kicked up some chalk from the backside of the left-hand batter's box. It skimmed right over Clark's back foot. The windup, the 2-1. Very tall from Hayden, who walked two batters in the first inning. Now he's behind Elliott, 3-1. Step back, lift the leg, deal. Swing and a miss. Oh, that's filthy. Cut fastball that he dropped in under the hands. Third baseman Ascanio's way off his line. Full count on the Lugnuts left fielder. The payoff is on its way. He swings and lifts it high in the air. Left side foul ground. Third baseman Ascanio. The coach's box with a catch. Darryl Kennedy, like most third base coaches, not even in the coach's box. Standing well back. And so easy for Ascanio to just traipse right over. And out number one. Here's Rodney Green Jr. The pitch, way outside. Well, Rodney did not have a very fun series against the Beloit Skycar. He was 1-for-17. Righty deals to lefty. Ground ball yanked down the right side, but foul. Lansing is trailing 1-0 in the second. One ball, one strike on Rodney, the starting center fielder today, batting sixth. The pitch, outside from Hayden. I mean, honestly, Adam, there's a case to be made that this is a really good matchup for Rodney, who is liking to take a lot of pitches right now, and Hayden's around the zone. And this pitch goes all the way to the backstop. Three balls and a strike.
Favorable pitch to be a lefty rather than a dead duck in the other side of the box.
That was a guillotine ball. Okay, how about a 3-1? Ball four outside. Third walk given up by Hayden in the first six batters. on a one-out Lugnuts base runner.
Well, they're going to have to take advantage of these, because if he's going to continue to walk them, and they're going to continue to be patient and not swing at the pitches out of the zone, which is what they've done all year, someone's just going to have to deliver that big swing to get them a couple of runs.
We were asked by a Dayton Dragons employee, hey, could you play some fast games? Here's Davis Diaz, who takes ball one low. And Luke Hayden's going to be around the zone like this. This game is not going to be fast. Hey, welcome to the Midwest League, Davis Alejandro Diaz, out of Pittsburgh, California. Righty to righty, green lungs. Pitch called a strike, throw down to second base is high, and Green steals the bag. Stolen base number 9 this year for Rodney Green Jr. He got in there without any trouble. Second baseman Acosta covering. That throw was late. The throw came in high. Acosta made Green smile when he just turned back around and applied the tag on him anyway. 1-0, Lansing's down. The pitch. Diaz takes ball too low. Well, let me tell you this about Davis Diaz. The man can draw a walk. Drew more walks than strikeouts with Stockton, 29-28. Has a favorable count right now. Eighth rounder last year of the A's. And the 2-1 pitch. Line drive toward short. One hopping off the glove of Balcazar. It kicks into center field. Green makes it as far as third base. Then he holds up. He draws the throw in. Diaz tears for second on the throw by Jorge. Davis Diaz motors into scoring position. Well, check in with the official score on the ruling, whether error or base hit. But the Lugnuts go from a runner at second and one out to second and third.
Well, I like this guy. He can stay.
Yeah. Base hit Davis Diaz. They give him the single. And then to second on the throw home. Infield drawn in, C.J. Rodriguez takes a ball low. I mean, he scalded that ball off of Leo Balcazar. And then we got to see the speed at him. The ball went offering righty to righty, Lansing down by a run, threatening in the second. The pitch, fouled back. 94 miles an hour from Hayden. Number 8, hitter in the order. Rodriguez last week against Beloit was 1-for-9, hitting .203 this year. Did draw a couple of walks. The pitch to him. High fly, but he pushed it foul up the right side. I enjoy, Adam, that no matter where he is on the field, I'm going to be able to pick out your lean confidant. Do you know how?
Yes, I do.
He is electric. Lime Green sneaks. Hayden's 1-2. Bouncing in, blocked by Burns, taken for ball two.
With the Black Sox pulled up too, that's nice.
It's so good. Oh, Yerlin Confidant, the 22-year-old. He had the RBI single in the bottom of the first inning that the Lugnuts are trying to equalize on here. Out of the full windup. Line drive off the tip of the glove of leaping second baseman Acosta and down. Green scores. Diaz stays at second. RBI infield single for C.J. Rodriguez. A 1-1 tie in the second.
That was outstanding. Just loft it up there and tip it up. Can't catch it. Lugnuts will take the run. We're tied up.
For C.J., RBI number 7 this year. Now first and second for the Nuts. One out for Casey Yamauchi. Righty, righty. On the pitch. Up and in, ball one. Let's check the pitch count. I've got Luke Hayden for 42 pitches already. And he's only recorded 4 outs. And he's the best starter that Dayton has. He offers. Fouled back by Casey. Casey Yamauchi against Beloit was 10-for-21. In 6 games, he had .476, plus he drew 3 walks. Reached base 57% of the time. And a great spot here. 2-1, 1 out. The pitch. Fouled off the hands right side. 1-2. Now, Hayden in the same spot in the first inning. Coaxed a double play ball from Nate Nankill. That was the third double play that Hayden has induced this year. That's what he'll be looking for from Casey, who's grounded into a team-leading 8 double plays this season. Diaz at second, Rodriguez at first, tie game 1-1. Hayden delivers. He broke it down and away. Adam, he's not getting any chases on his secondary stuff.
No, Lugnuts have come ready to go. This is awesome to see. Trying to build off that 2-game winning streak that they've put together from Saturday and Sunday where their bats came back alive. We're seeing them so far in the first couple innings.
2 balls, 2 strikes on Casey. Kuroda Grauer on deck, top of the order. The set, the pitch. That's fought off the hands into the screen. Looked like that fastball was screaming a little high and tight, but Casey protected the zone. Yamauchi has only struck out 10 times this year. And he's walked 9 times. And that is in 42 games. We'll try it again with a 2-2. Shot foul off the netting and then down into the tarp up the right side. That was liable to take the head off of Lugnut. And they are all up and down the dugout railing. First base side. There is action in the Dayton bullpen. Luke Hayden is a couple of pitches away from 50. He sets. He brings it. And he bounced it in for ball 3.
We talked about it at the beginning of the game, Jesse, in the pregame. Goal is to get to the bullpen. Get this guy out because he has been their best starter, but I don't know if he's going to get to the third inning.
Three balls and 2 strikes. Diaz at second. Rodriguez at first. The payoff. Popped it foul. Back and out of play. I don't know. Let's try another baseball. 9 pitches in this at bat. The 9th is coming up. Casey Yamauchi out of Hilo, Hawaii. An undrafted free agent signed by the A's. A full count pitch from Luke Hayden. Lifted high in the air up the right side. The first baseman, Graham, and the foul ground beneath, makes the catch. And after all of that, out number 2. But Casey made Luke Hayden break a sweat. And then some. And now Joshua Kuroda Grauer. And Adam, that's going to be it for Hayden. Dayton Dragons manager Vince Harrison is out of the dugout. On his way out to the mound, he's already signaled to the pen. And the best pitcher that Dayton has his shortest outing of the season. 1 2/3 innings, though he's only allowed 2 singles. He walked 2 in the first inning. He's walked 1 here in the second. It's just that every single plate appearance was grueling. And he can't get through 2. In the first inning, Joshua Kuroda Grauer worked him 7 pitch at bat before a line out. TJ Schofield Sam drew a 4 pitch walk. Ryan Lasko drew a 6 pitch walk. And then Nate Nankill grounded into a double play. So it was 21 pitches in the first inning. And it's 30 pitches here in the second. And
it's a job well done. That's what you're hoping for. I mean, make him work, long at bats, get him out of the game. We said it. We didn't even know if he's going to get to the third inning, and here we are. Now can you capitalize? Can you get a couple more runs? Can you get one more run, at least take the lead? But so far, so good. Great approaches tonight by these Lugnut hitters.
Joshua Kuroda Grauer is coming up. C.J. Rodriguez at first base. Davis Diaz is at second base. And the new man in is the 6'4 right-hander out of Texarkana, Arkansas. It's Cody Adcock. 13th rounder 2 years ago from Arkansas. And this year in 22 2/3 innings, he has walked 20 batters. So, I don't know, approach should stay the same, right?
I think so. I mean, you're trying to hit the fastball. You're trying to lay up pitches out of the zone, work long at bats, and grind it out through this bullpen. As this has now turned into a bullpen game for Peyton.
It's a tie game. It's 1-1, 2-on-2 out in the second. Number two, Joshua Carota-Grauer, takes a called strike across the outside corner. Cody Adcock has not only walked 20, he's allowed 21 hits and 25 runs in 22 and two-thirds. He's given up four homers. He's tossed three wild pitches, but he's a big strikeout guy. The breaking ball popped up by Carota-Grauer on the right side of the infield. Carter Graham takes command in foul ground, makes the grab. Carota-Grauer and the Lugnuts are out. One run on one walk and two hits, two left stranded. It's a 1-1 game going to the bottom of the second inning from Daher Ballpark.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
What's up? It's Jake Garland. Go Nuts. Now back to the game.
C.J. Rodriguez RBI single is tied the score. 1-1 going to the bottom of the second inning. Nathan Detmer back to work. Deals on the first offering. Grounded there up the first base side. Carlos Jorge's extra bases in mind. Into the Lugnuts pen. Picked up by Nankill. Jorge stopped at second. The umpiring crew says out of play. Automatic double. And the first inning and the second inning have begun the same exact way for Nathan Detmer. Victor Acosta opened up the first inning with a double to left, out of the Dragons' pen. He was sacrificed to third and scored on a Yerlin Confidant single. And let's see if Johnny Ascanio is asked to drop down a sacrifice bunt here. Ascanio has three sacrifices to his name this season, starting at third base. Here's the pitch. That's outside, ball one. I credited that double to Carlos Jorge. That was Ariel Almonte with the double. Ascanio batting now, then Connor Burns is on deck. And then Miles Smith. We're getting into the bottom part of the Dayton order. Righty Detmer to the lefty Ascanio. No sign of a bunt. He swings away, flies it, left field shallow. Elliott comes on, makes the catch, and then fires back into second base. But already Almonte has retreated in time. Ariel Monte is 6'4" tall, towering over the 5'9" Casey Yamauchi. Fly out for out number one.
Now batting for the Dragons, number 22, Connor Burns.
There's Connor Burns. Righty, righty. Detmer deals. Slid it outside. Ball one. For Nathan Detmer, what you need to know, sinker, four-seamer, sweeper, and a changeup. And I asked him, is it a special grip? And he said, no, basic four-seamer, changeup, thereabouts. 1-0 pitch, egged it outside. Two balls and no strikes on Burns. So a first pitch double up the first base side by Ariel Almonte into the Lugnuts pen. And then Ascanio, the fly out to left field. And a 1-1 game of the home second. Detmer's pitch. Fouled off the end of the bat. Connor Burns is hitting just 180 this year, but he has 5 home runs. That's more homers than any Lugnut except for Green and White. The pitch, hit in the air and foul right side, strike 2. There are a couple of these Dragons. As we were walking around earlier today, talking to some folks, and they mentioned all the stats that Dayton struggles with, and Adam just kept on pointing out, well, what about your power? 7 home runs this year for Fail, 5 home runs apiece for Burns and Balcazar. Burns reaches out, pokes it up in the air, right side. Yamauchi makes the grab. Second baseman back onto the right field grass. Odd number 2. Almonte is stuck at second.
I saw no power there.
Well, maybe Nathan Detmer can keep that power switch flipped off. Miles Smith steps in. Out of Carson, California, 7th rounder last year. A 1-1 tie game at second. Almonte, 2 outs. Out of righty to lefty. Darts him off with a called strike. Adam, have you seen the Smith offensive numbers?
Yeah.
In talking with Tom Nichols, the thinking is that Miles Smith probably needs to be at the lower level, but that the Reds are lacking outfield depth here in the system. 0-1. He takes a called strike 2. Out on the outside corner. Miles Smith is hitting 125. 13 for 104. 3 doubles and a homer. And quite frankly, he's been overmatched here in the Midwest League. But he's the starting left fielder. They just need outfielders. The Reds do not have many of them. They've only drafted 2 each of the last 2 years. 0-2 pitch. He takes. And just off the outside corner. I mean, just off the corner. Nathan Detmer has a great pitching face. Intense. Stares in. Gets his sign. Checks in Almonte at second. Kicks. Deals. High fastball taken for ball 2. And this is the thing about Miles Smith is he will draw a walk. He's drawn 19 walks this year. So he's the sort of guy that you want to challenge. Out of UC Irvine, the Anteaters. Detmer's 2-2. Outside for ball 3. Changeup. The thing I love about the Anteaters, besides Peter, the Anteater, their mascot, Adam, is the baseball uniforms that just read Eaters. It's a great look. A payoff pitch for Smith. Fouled up the left side and nearly stung his manager, Harrison, coaching at third.
That was tight.
Yeah.
Wow.
What's their relationship like? Victor Acosta, the leadoff man, waiting on deck. Tied up at 1. Again, the 3-2. Down low. Detmer walked him.
It's batting 125. Just throw up strikes.
With 20 walks now this year. And that is Nathan Detmer's first walk of the game. After he'd gotten ahead in the count 0-2.
That's just, you got to go after him because now you got to go back to the top of the order. And again, this is not a potent Dayton offense, but you don't want to go back to the top 3 guys.
Victor Acosta batting left. Takes ball 1, down it in. Acosta came in hitting just 211. Leadoff double, run scored in the first. Dayton and Lansing tied up 1-1 in the second. First and second for the Dragons. 2 outs. A pitch from Detmer. A swing and a chopper to the second baseman Yamauchi. Down the field, up to throw to first, and end the second inning. A double and a walk stranded. No score from Dayton in the frame. And onward to the third inning. Adam Jaxa has the call. 1-1 from Day Air Ballpark.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike 3! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey, it's Sahid Valenzuela with the Lansing Lugnuts. Now let's get back to the game.
Hello there from Dayton, Ohio. Adam Jackson alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. 1-1 our score as we head to the top of the third. Lansing going to try and get going. TJ Schofield, Sam, Ryan Lasko, Nate Nankill here against Cody Adko. Pitch. And the fastball is outside, ball one. The righty Cody Adcock out of Arkansas taking over for Luke Hayden. The pitch. That's fouled back. Schofield Sam with a walk on four pitches in his first at bat. So there you go. It was the first time he got to swing a bat. First time he got to feel the baseball and take a strike. 1-1. Checked it. Did he go? No, he didn't. It was up high. 2-1. Schofield Sam, 10 hits last week. 8 runs scored. 2 doubles. Triple. Homer. 5 knocked in. He was plunked 4 times. All right, got some bruises. 2-1 pitch. That's in there. Bottom of the zone. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Adcock stares in, getting the signs from his catcher, Connor Burns. Open stance for Schofield Sam. The pitch. Whacked up on a play. Well, good crowds always here in Dayton. They sell out all the time. Some of the best attended games in the Midwest League. And another big crowd tonight. The maroon seats. The pitch. Swing and a foul tip that fell out of the glove of Connor Burns.
I feel like they bought these seats from Wisconsin.
Yeah, that's a good point. The maroon purplish chair backs. Adcock set from the stretch. 2-2. Swing and a foul tip. This one is not held on to. It was, it looked like, for a second there, but it popped out of Burns' mitt again. So giving the best hitter in the Midwest League opportunity after opportunity here.
Fine by me.
Bold decision.
Let's see how it works out for him.
The pitch. Well, that's outside. 3 balls, 2 strikes.
I like the maroon seats because there's nothing about Dayton in their color identity that is maroon.
Just kind of out there. Here's a payoff pitch. Lifted out to deep left field. Backing up is Smith. It's over his head. And that ball is an opposite field shot. Oh, Canada. That was crushed from TJ Schofield Sam. Lugnuts have their first lead of the series.
Got a second chance in the plate appearance, and he knew exactly what to do with it. Oh, that pitch, Adam, that is a backdoor breaking ball that is off the outside corner. How did he mesh it that far?
Well, it turns out, how did that strategy work out for him?
Not great.
No. All right, here's Ryan Lasko. First pitch is inside, ball one. 5th home run for TJ Schofield Sam. That thing got out of here in a hurry. A bullet out to left. 2-1 Nuts. Pitch home. On the ground, through for a base hit for Lasko. That ball sizzling out there to center field to Jorge. Back-to-back hits against Cody Adcock. And here comes this Lansing offense. A second time through the order, but a first time against the reliever Cody Adcock.
Yeah.
All right, so now it's Nate Nankiel's turn. Four hits now for the Nuts. Lasko, good speed at first. The pitch. Inside. Nankiel grounded out into the around the horn 5-4-3 double play the first time up. He had eight hits last week against Beloit. Righty-righty matchup. 1-0. Taking all the way, just standing there. It was a strike right down the middle. One ball, one strike to Nankiel.
Do you know what around the horn means? Do you know where that comes from?
Well, it can't be around the horn since that show just ended, right?
That's true. Here's to you, Tony.
Keeping it reality. Throw back to first. And Lasko in there safely under the tag of Graham. What do you got for me?
So explorers would have to go around the Horn of Africa as they were out there exploring and sailing. And so it goes all the way around the infield.
Pitch. That bends outside. Two balls and a strike.
It's a double play the long way around.
You tell me the infield looks like Africa? 90 feet from one country to the next.
Diamond. Diamonds in Africa. Diamond here.
2-1. That breaks in there. Three balls and a strike on Nankiel. Nankiel with that maroon bat that he points in front now waits. The pitch. And that is in there for a strike two. Late call right there. It does come in there. Fastball at 90 miles an hour. So three balls, two strikes on Nate Nankiel. 2-1 Nuts in the top of the third. Scored back-to-back half innings now. Throw back to first. Good move right there. Adcock a little bit late, though. Graham with the tag on the back of Lasko, who's already dirtied the gray pants that he's got on tonight. Black helmet, black jersey, gray pants, black socks, black shoes. In the front of that black uniform is filthy right now for Lasko. 3-2 pitch. There goes Lasko. Knocked out to right field, but foul as that heads towards the downtown street that runs along right here at Day Air Ballpark. The Water Street District right downtown. And just like Lansing, where the field is built underground. Payoff pitch once again. Swing and a foul tip. This is held on to by Burns. There's your first strikeout of the game for either team. Just a fastball right there down the middle. Challenged him. Nankiel got a piece of it, but squeezed by Burns. So here comes Clark Elliott. 2-1, Lugnuts lead, top three. Runner at first, the pitch. Snaps in there on the inside corner, strike one. 320 down the left and right field lines, and then it elbows out to 338, and out to 381. The pitch is a high bouncing ball over towards second, brings Acosta to his left, back to second. The relay to first is late, so they get the force. Elliott is safe, two outs. So, yeah, it's unique here where it's in at the corner and then takes an immediate jut out to 338. Then you go along the wall, and then it juts out further where he goes 381 towards the gap. And then 402 out to center. Here's Rodney Green. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike one. And TJ Schofield, Sam, he visited 338 down the left field line. Going the opposite way for his fifth home run this year. 0-1. Kickback foul. So that means he's had two home runs the last couple of weeks. He's having a home run per series here from Lake County to Beloit to now Dayton.
It's just good hitting, too.
0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Rodney Green unable to catch up the fastball up top. So two strikeouts for Adcock. Leave Elliott stranded at first, but TJ Schofield Sam, the go-ahead oppo field shot to left. Lansing's up 2-1 off to the bottom of the third.
We're with Bridget, whose husband won't be home for months. and whose daughter is due any day. We're with Mike, who's leaving home to protect his family and yours. We're with all service members and their families who need community, connection, and maybe a bit of magic. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today. We're with Liam after his fourth military move, when being new is starting to get old. We're with Tara during the holidays, when she misses home the most. We're with all service members and their families who need connection, comfort, and a home away from home. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today.
Hi, it's Henry Gomez from the Lansing Lugnuts. Let's head back to Brackets.
A warm night at Day Air Credit Union Ballpark here in Dayton, Ohio. The Gem City, the site of Lansing's six-game set this week to open up the month of June. They're up 2-1. Hale Balcazar leads off the pitch. Up and in with the breaking ball. Wraps his arms up out of the way. Ball one. Balcazar with a sacrifice bunt in that first inning. Helped lead to a run. The pitch. Fastball from Detmer. On that outer edge, strike one. Detmer throws pitch three. Breaks it in there on the outer edge. Strike two. Good stuff here from Detmer. Trying to get through a half inning with ease for the first time tonight. The pitch. Breaks it way outside, but he doesn't get Balcazar to chase. Had that one to spoil. Gave up three hits in the run in the first, and then the double and the walk in the second. The pitch. In on the hands. Bounced foul first base side. Just trying to get settled into the Midwest League because it is really a different step up from the Cali League out there.
Ice cold beer, Cracker Jacks, peanuts,
the pitch.
Waters, like.
That's up high. Three balls, two strikes. You need anything?
Maybe a little later.
Cracker Jack, peanuts. 3-2 pitch. Breaking ball up and in, and he walks another one. Well, not sure what's going on here, but he's been up a couple of times now in these last couple of innings on two strikes, and it's getting away from him. Shaking his head out there. But not making it easy on himself after the Lugnuts just got him the lead. And here comes your lean confidant with those bright neon green spikes. Adidas. The left side box, the pitch, puts it bunted down the third base side. It is rolling across the line halfway up, and it's picked up in foul territory by Davis Diaz. Strike one.
That was nearly a perfect bunt.
Yes, it was. It was right up on the infield grass, and if it would have sat on the grass, it was going to sit there and be good. But then it rolled off the grass. There's a little dirt path just inside the chalk. And it was able to roll its way over. Now, this is unique because you see it lined up the baselines different at different spots. Throw back to first. Tag is late right there from Schofield Sam standing in front of Balcazar. Usually you see the line intersecting, splitting the dirt path, but it is not splitting the dirt path here in Dayton. It's closer to the infield grass. The 0-1 pitch. That's down low. So that means on a bunt that goes to the grass, if it comes off that grass, it's got a quicker chance that it's going to go over the line rather than have, you know, a few more extra inches of dirt before it gets to the chalk. 1-1 pitch. That's outside, off speed. 2-1 on Yurlin Kofinov. Lansing's is split right up the chalk of the dirt path. It sits right in the middle with the infield grass. One on, nobody out. 2-1 Nuts, bottom three. The pitch. On the ground over towards Yamauchi, could be two. Turns his hips to Corona Grauer for one. Off to first, it is two. Bags clear. 4-6-3, double play.
You've mentioned Detmer's troubles with command, but the sinker is doing its job.
And that's going to get you those ground balls. Fastball, sinker, sweeper, change. Yeah, it's really been the off-speed stuff. Pitch home. Breaks it right there. There it was again. A little bit outside to Carter Graham. Next offering. There's the fastball, and there it's located. The pitch. That's rocked up in the air, right field side. And that is twisting over towards the berm area down the right field side. You've got small berms in deep left and deep right. And the AES Ohio foul poles out there. Written in black on the yellow. Pitch home. Bends in. Again, breaking ball is just a little bit low. And then you've got the pavilion out in left. The Dragon's Lair out and left as well. Pitch. Swing and a miss. And Graham is down. That one worked right there. Coming in and tying him up on the hands. First strikeout tonight for Nathan Detmer. And Lansing's got some momentum. They've scored a couple of half innings and a couple of shutdown half innings. Off to the fourth, up 2-1.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
My name's Kyle Robinson, and you're listening to Lugnuts Baseball. Time to get back to the broadcast.
Okay, off to the fourth inning we go. Lansing is up 2-1 now, thanks to the T.J. Schofield-Sam opposite field bomb. And now Lansing will see if they can get some more as Davis Diaz comes in. Pitch home. Rocked up in the air, first base side, foul territory. First baseman Graham coming over towards the dugout, weaves his way up, gets his glove on it, but he can't come up with the catch. So a break right there for Lansing. Graham came over, thought he was going to have to take an extra step left, then had to take an extra step forward, had the ball go off of his mitt, and then his arm fell down on the padding of the dugout. Pitch. That breaks in there. Outer edge. Strike two. So right off the padding of the railing of the dugout, and he couldn't bring it in. Remember, the same type of thing happened against T.J. Schofield-Sam, just with fouling off a couple of pitches that would have been outs if they were held on to. Pitch. This is on the ground over towards short. Balcazar Sokos to his right. Has it. Throws it to first. It's in time. So Diaz is out for the first time. Unfortunately for Diaz, that's going to drop the average from batting 1,000 to 500 with the Nuts. All right, here's C.J. Rodriguez, 2-1 Lansing, top four. Pitch home. Fastball's outside, ball one. Well, Dayton is coming off a series where they got swept by West Michigan, 6-0, right here in the Gem City. The pitch. Adcock spots up the fastball. Bottom of the zone, strike one. Since we moved to that format, 2021, that was the first time that we moved to 6 games in a series. 1-1. Launched out to left center field. That's towards the gap. Overcomes the center fielder. Jorge reaches up, and he makes the catch, intersecting Smith, his left fielder, for the second out. So it was not a good feeling for Dayton last week. West Michigan now an 8-game lead in the Eastern Division. Here comes Casey Yamauchi against Cody Adcock. 2-1 Dayton. Bases clear. Top four. Two outs. The pitch. The right-hander takes the fastball on the outside corner. Strike one. Dayton also led Saturday night 4-3 in the ninth inning. The pitch. Bouncing ball foul third base side past Darryl Kennedy, the first year manager for the Nuts. So Dayton's up 4-3. They got the nine hitter at the plate with two outs and an 0-2 count. He comes back, walks on four straight pitches, then an error, then another walk, and then a grand slam, and they lost. And then they got crushed on Sunday. 0-2. Breaking ball outside and low. So Dayton now on the season, 17-34. They've lost 6 in a row. The first time that's happened in this new format. The pitch. Ricochet back up and foul out of play. So they've now had 9 series, lost 5, tied 4. They averaged just 3.5 runs in that series and a 9 ERA from their pitching staff. West Michigan took it to them. 1-2. That's low and away as it skips off the plate. 2 balls, 2 strikes on Casey Yamauchi. So Lansing certainly with just 2 full weeks left to go in this first half, hoping that they can do the same and put a little pressure on West Michigan, who hosts Lake County this week. 2-2 pitch. On the ground over toward short. Balcazar backhand to his right. Has it. Plants. Throws. In time.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Bottom three in the order discarded for the Nuts. We head to the bottom of the fourth. Trivia time when we return. Lugnuts 2, Dragons 1 at Day Air Ballpark.
My name is Luis Fonsi. No one should face Alzheimer's or other dementias alone. Resources are available at ALZ.org and by calling the Alzheimer's Association's 24/7 free hotline at 800-272-3900.
Happy kids heal faster. That's why Starlight Children's Foundation is dedicated to improving the mental well-being of sick kids by providing comfort and normalcy to those who need it most. Learn how at starlight.org.
Kids, they're just different than us. Finally, their cancer treatment will be too. Introducing the Dare to Dream Project from the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. Help us transform treatment and care for kids and support all our work at lls.org.
Hi, I'm Jake Fenix from the Lansing Lugnuts. Now let's head back to the diamond.
It's an absolute gorgeous night for baseball in the Gem City. 2-1, Lansing leads as we head to the bottom of the fourth. Hello there to our social media superstar, Ellie Johnson. One of the best hitters on the ice in the East Lansing area, from what we've heard. Carlos Jorge, Ariel Almonte, and Johnny Escanio coming up in this fourth inning. And it is Nathan Detmer. From the mound, turns, throws home. Fastball shoots in, outside corner, strike one. Detmer able to get his first strikeout to end that third inning, maybe giving him a little momentum here. Turns, kicks, throws. On the ground, foul, first base side. Detmer, the fifth rounder in 2023 out of Texas A&M. And from down where they've got the Riverwalk, San Antonio. Born in April of 2002 in Dallas. A Texan out here in Ohio. Pitching against the Dragons. 0-2. Up high and outside. Ball one. Jorge grounded out into a double play over to Kuroda Grauer in that first at bat in the first inning. That was the inning where Dayton scored. The pitch. Breaking ball down low. Two balls, two strikes. This Dayton offense has really struggled this year. And Lansing hoping to keep it that way. The pitch. Whipped up in the air, foul. That heads out of play. Dragons come in 12th in the league in total team average, just up over 200. Tied for second to last in runs. The pitch. That's bounded foul. Off the foot there of Jorge. 209 runs scored. They're last in doubles, although they've had two doubles tonight to give them 72. Tied for last in triples with 8. Most strikeouts with 525 in the league. Last in on-base percentage. Last in slugging. 2-2. Popped up in the air, third base side. Running over is Diaz down the line towards the dugout. And he runs out of room as that hops a couple of rows deep. So that has certainly been part of the struggles this year for Dayton, but also they haven't pitched it well either. So you get that combo together, and although they do have some prospects both in the batting lineup and in their pitching rotation, they just haven't been able to put it together. Only 17 wins. 2-2. Breaking ball again is fouled off. Good job by Jorge there. He's got the Lugnuts red on that front right foot, the ankle guard. And he's got the oven mitt out of his back pocket in red. And a wrist guard red. Pitch, bounded back foul. So he's kind of got a little Christmas look going on here in June. Green and red action. Green tape on each wrist. And then red all over. 2-2 pitch. Pulled out to right field. Coming in is Nankiel sprinting. He's under it. Reaches up. Snaps the mitt. And he's got the first out. So one down. And that brings up Ariel Almonte. Ready, ready matchup. 2-1 Nuts. Bottom four. The pitch. Almonte takes it down low. All right, so trivia in this fourth inning. Well, we were able to read you Casey at the bat on Saturday. 1-0. That's inside with the fastball 2-0. Today is the actual anniversary of the first day that it was published out in San Francisco 137 years ago back in 1888. 2-0. Breaking ball dips in on the inner third of the plate. Strike one. So your question today about Casey at the bat, who made the poem famous? 2-1 pitch. Bouncing ball. That's foul. First base side. Two balls, two strikes. It's one of the most well-known baseball poems out there today, but it wasn't when it first got started. The pitch. Swing and a miss. He blew the fastball right by him. Second strikeout for Detmer. Two down. It's getting better and better as this game goes on. So that's your question tonight. Who made Casey at the bat famous? Jay Goldstrass at LansingLugnuts.com. The email. Pitch home. Fastball is outside. Ball one to Johnny Ascanio. He flied out to left in his first at bat. 2-1 Nuts here in the bottom of the fourth. The pitch. That shoots in there. Strike one on the inside corner. Black Sox pulled up for Ascanio. Detmer kicks and throws. Up high and outside. And don't worry, we won't go through reading it again. We already did that for you, but it is cool. 137 years ago. So much history with the game of baseball. 2-1. Swing and a miss. Oh, he changed that up on him nicely. And Ascanio was, well, he was sprawling forward there. His body went forward. He tried to hold the bat back, but he could not. And Detmer is in a rhythm here. Two up, two out, 2-2. Ooh, that was right there at the top of the zone. Wow, not given.
I like that pitch.
So did Hawkeye. The pitch home. That's inside ball four. That one was tight, but the last one looked like it was in the zone. He didn't get the call from John Reed. So, third walk here tonight from Nathan Detmer. Jesse, I got to get myself out of this habit. Every time I see Detmer, I keep wanting to say Ty Detmer, the former NFL quarterback.
Heisman Trophy winner too, right?
All I remember is the 7 interceptions for the Detroit Lions.
I'm sorry.
Here's Connor Burns. That one still burns. The pitch. That's out on the inner part of the plate, but a little bit too tight. Ball one.
I think BYU?
Yes.
But only one T in Detmer.
Uh-huh. Steve Young's BYU.
That's right.
1-0 pitch. That's up high. Two balls, no strikes. And it's settled in here with three zeros potentially up on the board for Detmer if he can get through this half inning. But a little trouble now with a base runner. The pitch, whacked up in the air. That's foul first base side. Two balls and a strike. We go from Lansing, where we had great crowds over the weekend and last week as the final week in May. And now a great crowd to open up on this Tuesday, June 3rd, 2025. In Dayton at Day Air Ballpark. Pitch. Shoots in on the outer edge. Two balls, two strikes. Connor Burns, the fifth round selection in 2023 out of Long Beach State. Really good defender. 2-2. The catcher takes it out wide. Three balls, two strikes.
Name that nickname.
Oh, gosh, I should know this. I always forget this one.
They're the dirt bags.
That's right. 3-2. That's popped up. First base side, foul territory. C.J. Rodriguez, mask off, coming over towards the netting. Did he hold on? Yes, he did, just before he got to the netting. And that will do it. Great job by Detmer to get through three innings now, and off to the fifth we go. Lansing in front, 2-1. Jesse Goldberg-Stratzler with the play-by-play when we return.
Your child is sick. With those four words, the innocence and joy of childhood disappears. But Starlight has taught us four other words that make all the difference. The power of play. Happy kids heal faster. That's why Starlight Children's Foundation delivers happiness through gaming, toy deliveries, and more to hospitals across the country. Learn more at starlight.org.
We're with Liam after his fourth military move, when being new is starting to get old. We're with Tara during the holidays, when she misses home the most. We're with all service members and their families who need connection, comfort, and a home away from home. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today.
This is CJ Rodriguez with the Lansing Lugnuts. Time to get back to the game.
The Dayton Dragons starting pitcher here today, Luke Hayden. It didn't go very long. It went 1 2/3 innings, 2 hits, 3 walks. He only gave up 1 run. The Lugnuts knocked him out early because of pitch count. Cody Atcock went the next 2 1/3 innings, 2 hits, allowed a solo home run to TJ Schofield Sam. 2-1, Lugnuts lead entering the fifth inning. New man on the mound. And the first offering called the strike to Joshua Carota Grauer, the leadoff hitter, taking on Jonah Herney, the left-hander from Hawaii, standing 5'9". Herney's 0-1, lefty to righty. Fastball runs up and in. Corrado Grauer is 0-2. A line out to center. A foul out to first. For Herney, appearance number 12 this year, and he's been good. Kicks, offers. Up and away. Ball 2. Corrado Grauer. Schofield, Sam. Lasko. Jonah Hurry went from Hawaii to Virginia Tech University, signed as an undrafted free agent last year by the Reds. 2-1 Lugnuts. Here's the pitch. He missed outside. No, he grabbed the outside corner barely. And let me tell you, that's a pitcher's call. 2 balls and 2 strikes given to him by John Reed. So instead of 3-1, the break even. Butt off the hands, out in the right center field. It's dipping, but there's center fielder Jorge for the catch. At Corrado Grauer's 0-3. Well, while Adam was entertaining you in the fourth inning, I went for a walk entirely around this ballpark. And let me tell you, Day Air Ballpark is in the middle of a renovation. Up the third base side, there's massive construction going on. TJ Schofield Sam, first pitch. Up and in, nearly hit him. Ball 1. Schofield Sam's home run, his last at bat. Leading off the third inning. Local 1-1 tie. 2-1, Lugnuts leading right now. Schofield Sam's fifth homer. 1 out, nobody on. The pitch. Very high. 2 balls and 0 strikes. They're building what they're going to call the Diamond Club. And they're putting a batting cage in on the concourse level. They have cleared out that third base side. And up top right next to the sweet level, Schofield Sam takes a ball low. It's 3-0. So big things afoot when it comes to renovation. Just like West Michigan is undergoing a massive renovation at their park. Herney's 3-0. Taking all the way. Out of cold strike. Right down the middle. Three balls, one strike. Herney's pitch. A ground ball right back to Herney. Pivots, looks at TJ, on her hands to first, and Graham receives out number 2. Bring up Ryan Lasko. There are all sorts of new standards that are going on all around the Midwest League. And because of those, teams are having to adjust a lot of different things and expand different areas. Make sure that there's women's clubhouses for both teams and for umpires. Ryan Lasko swings and foul, tips the first pitch, strike 1. The Lugnuts are batting with a 2-1 lead in the fifth inning. 2 outs with the bases clear. One of those areas the teams were told to expand has been batting cages. Lefty to righty. At a ball low.
Why would they need women's areas down there? Is there someone in town for the Lugnuts that's helping out this week or something?
Yes. There's the pitch. That's a little low. The first and only 2-time winner of the Team USA Top Women's Baseball Player of the Year Award, Alex Hugo, roving hitting instructor within the A's, is here. Lasko swings and misses. Count is 2-2. Good changeup by Herney.
She was zipping the baseball down there, playing some catch, and I was like, woo! Yeah. That thing was coming in hot.
I told Adam, superstar. Lloyd Turner is here too, roving hitting coordinator. Yeah. Lasko takes a ball up and away. Count is 4. Nate Panaranda is here. Johnny Christensen, the Lansing strength and conditioning coach, taking the week off. Cooper Goldby is taking the week off as well. Nick Volker is here as well, athletic trainer. Nick Meyer, biomechanist. Payoff pitch is high. Ball 4 to Lasko. He walked for a second time today. He is on base for a third consecutive plate appearance. Back to Alex Hugo, though, if you've never heard her name before. So when we talk women's baseball, we are talking women's baseball. In the world, Team USA and Team Japan are by far and away the best women's baseball teams on the planet. And you can make the case that Alex Hugo is the best player on Team USA. There's Nate Nankill, left due to riding. Ball one skipping in. And they've misspelled Nate's name on the big video board. They've made him more devastating. Nan Kill. K-I-L-L. They've added the extra L. Alex Hugo, during a Home Run Derby X, she is one of the Home Run Derby competitors. 2-1 Lugnuts, the pitch. Nan Kill strokes it toward third and right beyond Ascanio. That's a base hit to left. Lasco speeds around second. On his way for third. He arrives in safely. Wide turn for Nate. Right back to first base. That single was sizzling hot from Nan Kill. First and third for the Nuts with two outs for Clark Elliott. When Alex Hugo stepped in to see the Lugnuts last year, it was early in the year, and she was embarking upon a big summer in terms of instructing with the Lugnuts, in terms of competing for Team USA, and becoming a mom. She is the first base coach right now. Nankill at first, Lasco at third. Clark Elliott takes a fastball high. I encouraged Adam after we met up with Alex earlier today. I encourage you. Read her bio. Lansing is leading 2-1, looking for more. Two outs. 1-0 pitch. Elliott lifts it out to left field. There's Miles Smith. He locates. He rounds right. He makes the catch. The side is retired. The walk and the single are stranded. And we go to the bottom of the fifth inning, halfway to the house. Still the Lugnuts 2. And the Dragons 1.
Many of our U.S. veterans and service members face challenges, mental health struggles, housing obstacles, food insecurity, and social isolation, to name just a few. I'm Bob Woodruff. My family and I started the Bob Woodruff Foundation in 2006 after I sustained a life-threatening injury while reporting from Iraq. Our service members had my back that day, and we need to have theirs now more than ever. At our foundation, we invest in solutions, so learn more about our work at bobwoodrufffoundation.org/success.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
What's up? This is Tommy White with the Lansing Lugnuts. Let's head back to the diamond. Go Nuts.
Dayton, Ohio, we're right on top of the people. And Nathan Detmer's looking good in the Gem City. He's got a gem going. Bottom of the fifth, 2-1 Lugnuts. He deals on the first offering way outside. Ball one to the Dayton Dragons number 9 hitter, Miles Smith. The pitch. Line drive beyond the third baseman, Diaz. A base hit to left field. Elliott cuts it off. Smith screeches to a halt around first. And he hangs tight right there with a single. Great job by Elliott recovering the baseball and getting it in. Leadoff single, though, for Dayton. Base hit number 4 today. Make it number 5 today against Detmer. On the batter is Victor Acosta, the leadoff man. Pitch on its way. Low, ball one. Acosta doubled in the first inning, beating off the game. First Dragons batter to face Detmer. He scored Dayton's only run. The righty offers, runner takes off, the pitch waved at a miss. Throw down, tagged by Corrado Grauer. It's perfect, and it's out number one. C.J. Rodriguez put it right there. Tailing first base side, and Corrado Grauer took it. He tagged Miles Smith, and he can whip it around the diamond. First time this year that Smith has been caught stealing. 1-1 pitch. Acosta takes. Strike two called across the inside corner. It should have been the second time that Rodriguez has thrown out a runner today. 1-2. Bouncing behind the back of Acosta. Oh, did it hit him? Home plate umpire Reed signaled it did. It did. And so Nathan Detmer goes from being ahead in the count to putting Acosta back on. Leo Balcazar is coming up. One out, last of the fifth inning. Disappointing for Detmer. Back in the first inning. After Acosta was sacrificed to third, Leo Balcazar doing the honors. Yolian Confidon singled him in. Gaydon, though, trails 2-1 now. And this pitch is high to Balcazar. Ball one. Well, then, Confidon, who had that RBI single for the Dayton run, he tried to steal second. C.J. Rodriguez gave the throw to Casey Yamauchi, but Confidon spiked Yamauchi's arm and was safe. The pitch. Shot right off of Detmer. Knocks it down in front of the mound. Picks it up, throws to first, and Schofield Sam snatches it away from the path of the runner. Out number two. And now everybody will check on Detmer. Acosta to second on the play. That ball was tattooed off the bat, off of Nathan. Nathan Detmer standing 6 feet, 5 inches tall. Tells Noah Huff, the athletic trainer, here's where I got hit. Here's how I'm feeling. CJ Rodriguez there. Darryl Kennedy there. Oh, it hit him right under the right glute, high up on the underside of the right leg. So in essence, he cushioned it, but I suspect that there is a bruise currently forming.
Yeah, there's no question. That's, if you're going to get hit somewhere, that's where you want to get hit. Not that you want to get hit. But that's where you're going to have the most padding. You're probably going to have a little colorful mark to remember it by, but hopefully he's good to stay in the game.
It didn't hit him on the plant leg either. But, I mean, when he sits down, he might be leaning to the other hip.
He might not want to be sitting on that leg, yeah. Bus ride back to the hotel might be a little painful.
Standing room only. Well, here's your lean confidant. And can Nathan Detmer strand Victor Acosta at second and go 5 innings of one-run ball, what has been his best start here so far in the Midwest League? 2-1, Lugnuts in the fifth. He deals. Confidant bounces down to first. Grabbed by Schofield Sam. Calls off Detmer. Takes it himself. Inning over. Acosta stranded in scoring position. And Nathan Detmer, look at this. 5 innings. One run ball. One bruise. One runner left. Let's go to the sixth. Lansing leads 2-1.
I'm Elton John. When he was just 13, my friend Ryan White was diagnosed with AIDS. This was 40 years ago. At the time, he was shunned and threatened by his community, yet his grace and determination to help change the world for himself and all those infected with HIV was an inspiration. He is part of the reason I founded the Elton John AIDS Foundation. Since it began, the foundation has helped reach over 100 million people at risk of and affected by AIDS. Learn more at eltonjohnaidsfoundation.org. Follow us at EJAF on Instagram.
Ms. Fernandez, what are those tiny things?
Those are called amoebas. You can only see them through a microscope.
Wow.
Today's students are tomorrow's great thinkers and innovators. But right now, there's a funding crisis in public schools. Donors Choose is a nonprofit that lets you support students and teachers in your community and beyond. You could provide pencils and paper, help a music class get a guitar,
or even a science project for a classroom like mine.
Learn more at DonorsChoose.org.
Nate Ankill here with the Lansing Lugnuts. Let's get back to the game. Go Nuts!
The Dayton Dragons, one in the first inning. For the Lansing Lugnuts, one in the second, one in the third. Onward, air to the fifth from Daire Ballpark, and the Lugnuts are leading. The score is 2-1. Top of the sixth, Rodney Green Jr., Davis Diaz, C.J. Rodriguez, taking on Jonah Herney, the lefty. Misses inside, ball one to Rodney Green Jr. Second inning of work for Herney. Worked around a two-out walk and a single in the fifth. Lefty to lefty. His pitch to Green. Hit high in the air out to left. Smith backs up. He's near the track. He's in front of the wall to make the catch high above his head. It was out to left field that Schofield Sam homered in the third inning. And Rodney Green was hoping that that ball would just keep on carrying. One away.
One of his better swings, though, for an out. I mean, he's had a couple of doubles since he's had that last home run. We talked about it in late April, but that one nearly got there.
Davis Diaz now. The pitch. Up and in, ball one. I think, Adam, that when Rodney is taking the ball to left fields, we will see him break out of this slump, true and proper. We continue to see him using the whole field. There's the pitch. Diaz takes. Outside corner, strike called. So the super regional schedule has been released. And then there were eight in NCAA Division I men's college baseball. Here's the pitch. Inside.
And then there will be eight.
Oh, who am I missing? Are we currently at 16?
Yes, sir.
Sweet 16. Okay. So I wanted to go through this Sweet 16 with you because I wanted to check in to see if we've got any rooting interest among the Lugnuts. This pitch is outside. Three balls and a strike on Davis Diaz. Unfortunately, Davis Diaz is from Vanderbilt. What happened?
Yeesh. Upsets.
Yeah. Knocked out. Wright State knocked them out, right? And then Louisville eliminated the Raiders. Here's the pitch. Off the outside corner. It's ball four. Diaz takes his base. A single and a walk and three trips so far for the debuting Lugnut. Wearing number four. In case you wondered, the prior number four, Cole Kahn, promoted up to Double A Midland. Okay, so Vandy is out. But Louisville, which knocked them out, continues on. Louisville against the Miami Hurricanes. CJ Rodriguez, another Vandy Commodore. First pitch. A ground ball down toward third base. Foul ball rules the home plate umpire Reed. Strike one. Rodriguez is one for two with an RBI single. Lugnuts lead 2-1, batting in the sixth inning. I had a chance to talk to the Hurricane down below. And Adam, you can imagine his smile ear to ear.
Yeah, I bet.
A big smile from Big Jake Garland. No Louisville Cardinals on this team. The last Louisville Cardinals that we saw with the Lugnuts were Jack Perkins and Cooper Bowman. 0-1. Outside. And last year, Cameron Masterman. Remember how good Masterman was specifically here against Dayton? Florida State is taking on Oregon State. Now there are no Seminoles, but there is a Beaver on this Lugnuts team. Herney's pitch. Fly ball, right field. Backs up Confidant, but not far. He's got the grab, and Diaz retreats to first. Two outs. Casey Yamauchi is the batter. Jake Fenix is in the bullpen for the Lugnuts. Wouldn't that be fun if Oregon State advanced past Florida State to take on Miami?
I'm just rooting for all Lugnut alums here.
Yes.
For their teams to win.
Now, then you've got North Carolina against Arizona. There are no Tar Heels. Most recent one was Tyler Baum. Casey Yamauchi chops down toward third. It's snared by Ascanio. Goes the short way to second. Forces at Diaz. Hey, let's continue on about this in the bottom half of the sixth inning. That's where we're going. A walk-a man left, no runs for the Nuts. They lead 2-1 in Dayton.
What does a teddy bear dream of? A teddy bear dreams of a best friend that tucks them in at night and wakes them up in the morning. Who they share laughs and very secret secrets with. A best friend who they grow up with. What teddy bears don't dream of is being left alone, outside in the rain, in a shrine for school shooting victims who could have been their best friends.
School shootings are preventable. Learn the warning signs at sandyhookpromise.org.
Stand Up to Cancer asked leading cancer researchers to speak about why they do their work.
Two words come to mind for me. One is responsibility. The other is purpose.
It's just so inspiring to do research that impacts human lives.
Stand Up to Cancer has been a critical partner in advancing research for cancer.
Cancer research saves lives.
So please,
help us fight in this battle against cancer.
Be a part of the team that ends cancer at standuptocancer.org.
This is Daryl Kennedy, manager for your Lansing Lugnuts. Now let's get back to the game.
Nathan Detmer back to the mound, bottom of the sixth inning, looking to go six innings of one-run ball, though right now he's at 80 pitches, so he might not have too many pitches left. There's nobody warming up in the Lugnuts pen, and he's protecting a slender 2-1 lead. Jessica Briggs-Drasler here with Adam Jaxa. We begin the bottom of the sixth inning with a called strike to Carter Graham, the cleanup hitter. Carlos Jorge on deck, then Ariel Almonte, 4-5-6. But the Cincinnati Reds high A affiliate. Roddy, the pitch to Graham. A ground ball hits a shortstop. Proto Grauer to his left, grabs, throws to first, and got him. Gracefully done by Josh. One away.
You know, JKG has really started to settle into shortstop over there, and not that he needed to. He did a really good job at Rutgers playing there, but he has had some mistakes throwing the baseball to first. But he's starting to move easier, it seems like, making some great standout plays and completing them with excellent throws.
Carlos Jorge is the batter, hitting left, 2-1 Lugnuts. Out of the pitch. Ball one outside. Talking about the teams, Adam, that are still in the NCAA Men's Baseball D1 Championship, the Super Regionals. 1-0. Jorge swings and misses, strike one. Went through Louisville and Miami and Florida State and Oregon State looking for Lugnuts. North Carolina and Arizona. Arizona Garrett Irvin, but he's on the injured list. This pitch is called a strike, and it's 1-2 on Jorge. 0-2 with a double play ball and a flyout. Coastal Carolina and Auburn. I do not know any Chanticleers or Tigers on this Lugnuts team. However, Tennessee is taking on Arkansas. Here's the pitch. It's a little low. How about that Tennessee-Arkansas matchup?
Jared Dickey, and I quote, said, yeah, Arkansas next on the road. That's going to be a tough one.
Jorge swings, smacks it up the middle, a base hit in the right center. Rodney Green Jr. comes over to play and wings it in. And it's a one-out single for Jorge.
What a great atmosphere yesterday, though, for Tennessee-Wake Forest. That place was buzzing. They got behind 2-0, and then, Jesse, they had a two-homer half inning, and that place was unglued.
Number 21, wearing the Lugnuts road black jersey, just rushed down from the dugout off to the pen up the right side to get the bullpen active. You know who wears number 21?
Mr. Adamiak.
Arkansas Razorback Mark Adamiak. Line drive, base hit, right field, Ariel Almonte. Jorge takes the turn. He's gone for third. Nankill's throw in is cut by Yamauchi. Pivots about, looks at first. Almonte is in with a single. Dayton has runners at the corners for Johnny Escania. So it's Adamiak in Arkansas. It's Jared Dickey in the Tennessee Vols. They'll take on the winner of West Virginia, which the last Mountaineer I can recall is Jacob Waters, and LSU. Visit to the mound by pitching coach Dave Burba from Ohio State. Did you have a chance to talk to any LSU Tigers before today's game?
Well, Gage Jump got promoted, so yes, I did speak to the other. That would be Tommy White. And his reaction was, you can't lose to Little Rock. That would have been a good look for us. So, but he feels good. He thinks they got a chance to get back to the College World Series.
Tommy wears it, right? There's no poker face. He lets you know. So Tommy White's LSU Tigers. That shot, Super Regionals against West Virginia. Then you've got Murray State against Duke. I do not know the last time that the Lugnuts last had a Murray State player. I believe that the last Duke Blue Devil to play for the Lugnuts was Marcus Stroman. Can you think of anybody else?
Yes. His name is Griffin Conine.
Oh, yes. Absolutely. And now up with the Marlins, although unfortunately injured.
Yeah.
Well said. A slugger. Here's Johnny Escania. First pitch. bouncing in, and what a pick by Rodriguez. Ball one. Gaydon with a threat. Down 2-1. Tying run at third. Go ahead, run at first. One out. Nathan Detmer's looking for the double play ball to escape. Escanio is flied at and walked. Switch hitter batting left. Starting third baseman. Here's the pitch. A ground ball on the right side and diving Seth Yamauchi from his knees to first base. Out number two. All the while, Jorge scores. Ariel Almonte moves up to second. RBI ground out, but start on your scorecard because that's another Yamauchi gem.
Gem in the Gem City from Mr. Yamauchi. That was incredible. You would have loved if it would have been hit right at him because it could have been another ending double play, but unfortunately, to his left, and Dayton ties it.
Almonte in scoring position for Connor Burns. The pitch. A takes a called strike. The last matchup is UCLA against UTSA. Can you think of any UCLA Bruins with the Lugnuts?
Oh.
We lost him. Gates Jump, who then transferred to LSU. There's the 0-1. Fouled off into then out of the mitt of the catcher Rodriguez. That's all I've got for UCLA.
Yeah, anybody else prior? I'm trying to think. I was thinking of...
I'm sure. Jack Owen was an Auburn Tiger.
Mm.
Trying to think who else would we have seen who came through UCLA. There's one connection with UTSA, San Antonio. Detmer's 0-2. Flight foul off the right side.
Is it Detmer being from San Antonio?
You know what? I'd accept it. But also, the Lugnuts back in their inaugural season, 1996, had a catcher named Pat Hallmark. Played for the club in 96 and 97. Pat Hallmark is the head coach of the UTSA Roadrunners. The 0-2. Up high.
Well, wouldn't that be sentimental?
Pat Hallmark and UTSA. You know how they got to the Super Regionals?
Knocked off Texas.
They knocked off Texas. So there you go. There's your Lugnut Super Regional connections. Love it. Thank you, Adam. The pitch. Burns takes it outside. Unfortunately for Nathan Detmer, no Texas A&M this year. Next year. The man from Aggieville looks back at second. Deals the 2-2. Burns swings and hammers it to left. On its way, it's gone. Dayton leads. The power stroke of Connor Burns. A two-run tie-breaking homer for his sixth homer of the year. And the Dragons go up 4-2. There was no doubt. 109 off the bat. And Darryl Kennedy is out to take the baseball away from Nathan Detmer. Well, one out away from a quality start. And in the end, Nathan goes 5 2/3 innings. 4 runs allowed. 1 in the first inning and 3 in the sixth. Jake Christensen is in to take over for him. Adam mentioned it earlier. Dayton does not score a lot of runs. But when they do, they hit home runs. So now on your scorecard, we go from number 14 to number 13. Detmer is out, and Jake Christensen is in. By the way, for Detmer, I mentioned the 5 2/3, 4 runs, 8 hits allowed in all, 3 of them here in the fateful sixth inning. He walks 3, he strikes out 2. He is in line now, suddenly, to lose this game.
Well, and that one hurts too, because we had talked about it at the beginning of the game that he had given up a home run in each of his first 2 outings after he didn't give up any home runs with Stockton. And he's 1 out away, he's 1 pitch away, and not only gives up the lead, but gives up that bomb, and that's a tough feeling for him. He's got to go back to the dugout to sit on. Now Lugnuts having a chance to, they're going to have to come back in this game.
opener of the six-game series. And one of the things that, Adam, you and I had discussed earlier was, would this be a high-scoring series or a low-scoring series? And the higher scoring that it was, the more it favored Lansing and the Lugnuts offense. And the lower scoring these games were, the more that Dayton had a chance. The Dragons are just 17-34 this year. Two outs, nobody on. Miles Smith against Jake Christensen. Righty to lefty. Fastball for a called strike one. Smith has walked and singled, but he was caught stealing. Christensen offers. Missed inside. Well, the crowd is having a lovely time of it right now. And the sun is set, so it's cooling off. It was muggy earlier. 17th appearance for Christensen. The deal. Fouled straight back.
Well, and they'd love to see a win, Jesse, again. This is a two-week homestand for the Dragons, and they didn't win at all last week against West Michigan. So they are desperate to get one and end this skid.
Christensen to the plate. Ground ball up the first base side, but foul. With Jake Christensen, let me give you something that might have slipped under the radar. So the right-hander, first year in the A's organization. Scoreless initial outing with the Lugnuts back in April 4th. Then he allowed two runs on April 8th, one run on April 11th, three runs on April 13th. No runs since April 13th. And he fires the 1-2. Smith serves it in the air to right field. Nate Nankill on the run. Gets there to his right. Side retired. Inning over. So Christensen puts a lid on the bottom of the sixth inning. But an RBI ground out by Ascanio and a two-run homer by Connor Burns sends us into the seventh inning. Adam Jaxa has the call. Lugnuts trail in Dayton 4-2.
We're with Bridget, whose husband won't be home for months, and whose daughter is due any day. We're with Mike, who's leaving home to protect his family and yours. We're with all service members and their families who need community, connection, and maybe a bit of magic. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today. We're with Liam after his fourth military move, when being new is starting to get old. We're with Tara during the holidays, when she misses home the most. We're with all service members and their families who need connection, comfort, and a home away from home. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
All right, work to do now for Lansing's offense as they trail once again in this game. They led 2-1 for a long time, but three runs in the sixth, and now it's 4-2. First pitch home. JKG takes it on the outer edge, strike one. He's 0-3 tonight after that great series against Beloit. 10 hits, hasn't been able to get going tonight. The pitch, that's outside. He walked five times, scored six runs, had a double in that series. A leadoff man, TJ Schoenfield, Sam Ryan Lasko to follow up. The pitch, that shot foul, first base side, out of play. Jonah Herney is still the man that's out there. Remember, Dayton has struggled to pitch the baseball here in 2025. They've also just struggled to win games. So, still three innings left to go. The pitch, way inside. And remember, we told you about, well, we heard this story like five or six times today about how Dayton was up 4-3, ninth inning, two outs, bases clear, 0-2 count. And West Michigan came back, grand slam one. Pitch, That's outside. Three balls, two strikes.
Everybody wanted to relive it with us.
It was the scarring memory from, well, a week that they will not want to remember.
These poor people.
3-2. That's outside. Ball four. So here we go. Lugnuts get another base runner. Well, they've struck out just two times tonight. You go back to the third inning, both coming against Cody Adcock. But other than that, that is now their sixth walk. And TJ Schofield, Sam, before he comes out there, looks like we're going to get a walk to the mound here. Willie Blair, the pitching coach, is out there. The entire infield is gathered for the Dragons, up 4-2 in this seventh inning. In the series opener, it is Dragons Police Night, so they've honored a couple of police officers throughout the night. Also had a police officer sing the national anthem.
And it was wonderful.
It was very good. Color guard was here, lined up out in right field. It is really it's a big feel out here in Dayton, which is cool because it's minor league baseball. Obviously not in as big of cities as the major league team, Cincinnati being the closest down here. Tigers, Cleveland, the closest to Lansing. But there's a ton of people. They love baseball down here. They're passionate. They come to the games. And you're sitting right downtown in Dayton at a nice park. Pitch home. That drops inside. Oh, that hits Schofield Sam. Goodness, he got hit four times last week, and now he gets hit today, and he points to the dugout. What is going on? That came in. Yeah, it got him right off the elbow, upper arm. I thought that was just an inside pitch. It was, but it was too far inside.
That's a baker's dozen for him this year. But Jonah Herney, remember that meeting on the mound? What did they tell him?
Well, I told TJ I'm gonna interview him tomorrow, Jesse. And he said, yeah, for sure. I might have to slip in that question. Why do you keep getting pegged with the baseball? We are gonna get a pitching change, by the way. That is the last pitch that is going to be thrown by Jonah Herney. So last pitch on the other side for the Lugnuts that Nathan Detmer threw. Well, that was a three-run homer. That last pitch right there from Herney hurtled its way into Schofield Sam.
What's up, Dragon? This is Mike Boyd,
the new man in, Adam, has been Dayton's very best relief pitcher all year.
Well, we had heard that we might be seeing this man today, and that is the case. It is Easton Sikorsky, and his ERA is exceptional.
Where did he go to college?
Yeah,
I just wanted to check in.
Yeah.
I've seen his dad, Brian Sikorsky, major leaguer and a scout. We've hosted him many a time at Jackson Field. Easton Sikorsky, not his first run through in the Midwest League, but he's been dominant. Only two earned runs, four unearned, 27 innings. So a good old 0.67 ERA.
And a Western Michigan Bronco at that. So he's trying to keep Lansing off the board in this seventh inning. It's 4-2, Dayton leads. It's Ryan Lasko, Nate Nankill, and Clark Elliott coming up here in this seventh inning after a walk to Kuroda Grauer and then an HBP to Schofield Sam. Let's see if Lansing's got some late comeback in them, just like West Michigan was able to do last week. We were just talking about it. Although the rest of the series, they pretty much dominated and handled business. Ready, ready matchup. Sikorsky set, throws. Swing and a miss. The breaking ball that drops in there, strike one. And a cutter right there, 90 miles an hour. Good dip. Okay. The pitch. Hammer deep out to center field. Jorge is going back towards the track. He's still going, and he just makes the catch. Kuroda Grauer tags from second. He's into third. That ball was pummeled right there. to dead center field. It was a changeup out there. And boy, Lasko got almost all of that out of the park, but it just holds it. Otherwise, we would have had an answered three-run homer.
That's such a good catch from Carlos Jorge. He had to go an awful long way.
Well, now here comes Nate Nankill, first and third. One out, top seven. The pitch, that's outside, ball one. Nankill 1-for-3 with a single in the fifth. Struck out in the third and grounded into a double play in the first. That is what you don't want right here. You gotta at least get one run home and cut into this deficit now late in this game. Righty-righty, Sikorsky set. Long hold, throws. Checked it, he went around though.
That's the thing with Easton Sikorsky, Adam. You're not going to get overwhelmed by his fastball. But the off-speed stuff looks excellent.
Came right up in the zone and then just dipped out on the other side for the right-handed Nate Nankill. 1-1. Fastball is outside.
That fastball is only 93. And because he's worried about it getting barreled, he's going to live on the corner or just off the corner right there. You need to be able to lay off.
The Lugnuts are living on the corners right now. Corona Grauer at third. Schofield Sam at first. The pitch. That's outside. Breaks it away. It's 3-1. You've got Clark Elliott waiting on deck. We saw the Lugnuts load the bases over and over again on Sunday, on Saturday, on Friday. And a stretch going. Spanning a couple of games. Got a chance here on a 3-1 pitch. Sikorsky throws. Outside, ball four, they're loaded up. So here we go again. Now, the one thing in that series with Beloit, Jesse, even though Lansing won on Saturday and Sunday, they left a ton of base runners stranded in that series. And those last couple of games, they left 9 stranded on Sunday, 16 on Saturday. So they haven't always been able to convert. But here we go, bases loaded. Rota Grauer third, Schofield Sam second, Nankill at first. Here's Clark Elliott from the left with one out. The pitch swings through that breaking ball, strike one. Western Michigan against the University of Michigan right here. And Western Michigan, they beat the Wolverines earlier this year for a second straight year. A one pitch. Lifted out towards the shortstop. It's caught by Balcazar. Looks over to go to second base. But getting back is Schofield Sam. Just kind of a dying liner right there. That was an easy grab for Balcazar, but thankfully far enough away from the bag so it wasn't a double play.
That's one of those, too, where a base runner might freeze. And for TJ Schofield Sam, he had to react in a hurry.
So now it's Rodney Green trying to deliver here. 4-2. Dayton leads. The pitch. Launched down the right field line towards the wall. And that is off the base of it as it caroms back out to Confidon. Emptying the bases. Nankill is coming in. The throw is late on the slide. A bases clearing double from Rodney Green. Lansing surges in front 5-4. An absolute rocket right down the line from Rodney.
There have been times this year where he's been passive. Not here. First pitch from Easton Sikorsky, and he pummeled it.
Well, there is their best pitcher right there. Here's Davis Diaz. First pitch. On the outside corner, strike one. So Jesse, their best starter, Luke Hayden, went an inning in two-thirds, gave up a run, 3 walks, no strikeouts. In between that, they're only able to get a run. And now against their best reliever, Ethan Sikorsky, they've gotten 3 runs. The pitch, that's down low, and 2 scalded baseballs out to center and right field.
This is especially important because it's not a deep pitching staff. And so the thinking being, you beat these guys today, it should be easier to beat the Dragons tomorrow and the day after that.
Don't tell their fans that, Jesse. They are hoping for a win. 1-1 pitch. Bouncy ball, cued foul. That going towards the first base on deck circle. Davis Diaz down 1-2. I just hate to see the Broncos give up a lead here. Oh, boy. How about that swing, though, from the Golden Bear? Rodney Green, wow. 1-2 pitch. Outside. Ride the fastball. So it went walk HBP. Deep center field fly out from Lasko. Walk. Looping line out. 3-run double. Hammered down the right field line at 109 miles per hour. 2-2. On the ground, bounce right at the third baseman. Ascanio has it. Throws it over to first. Rising on the bag. Graham's got it. And that'll do it. But Lansing answers the three-run homer, or the two-run homer, rather, from Connor Burns, and the three-run half inning in the bottom of the sixth with three in the seventh, thanks to Rodney Green Jr. It's 5-4 nuts as we stretch it out.
Every year, millions of pets go missing, leaving families heartbroken. If you lose or find a pet, Love Lost is here to help. Our free, easy-to-use database uses photo matching technology across multiple social media platforms to bring lost pets home. Just upload a photo and quickly search the largest national lost and found pet database. Let's unite to reunite, because every lost pet deserves to find their way home. Register today at lovelost.org.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
Hey, it's Sahid Valenzuela with the Lansing Lugnuts. Now let's get back to the game.
Well, what an answer by the Lansing Lugnuts. They give up three runs in the bottom of the sixth. They come right back and they get three runs in the top of the seventh. Lansing in front 5-4 in this series opener. Victor Acosta steps in. The pitch home. Squares at it. He takes a strike on the inner part of the plate from Jake Christensen. Back out there. Now his first full inning of work. The 6'3", 190-pound, 25-year-old out of St. Paul. Heather River JC, righty, set from the third base slab, throws. Bouncing ball off Acosta's foot, foul, as it rolls harmlessly to the third base side there, where Balcazar picks it up, will toss it back towards the dugout. Dayton had the lead for all of, well, a half inning when it ended, and Lansing gets it back. That's fly back. No balls, two strikes. So does Dayton have a response? Remember, Lansing had led 2-1 from the third inning on to the sixth when Dayton got the three runs, thanks to the two-run homer from Connor Burns to knock out Nathan Detmer. Now Lansing leads 5-4, bottom seven. The pitch? Bouncing ball, weakly hit towards first. Charging is Schofield. Sammy's got it. A tap of the dirt with the glove to secure it. And tags the bag for the first out of this seventh inning. Yeah, Lansing leads.
For the Dragons, number 17, Leo Balcazar.
All right, here comes Leo Balcazar. Ready, ready matchup. Pitch home. Foul back. Well, we asked you back in that fourth inning on the anniversary of Casey at the Bat coming out and being published in June of 1888, June 3, 1888. The 0-1 pitch. Fastball zooms a little bit wide, ball one. Who made Casey at the Bat famous? Because yes, it was Ernest Lawrence there that wrote it, but they didn't just become famous right away. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Fastball up and in. Strike two on Balcazar. And now, I think if you go around and ask most baseball fans, it is one of the most, if not the most, popular baseball poem there is. So who made that poem famous? 1-2. That slides away. Jesse, did anybody take a stab at this?
Marsha Bullard wrote in first to thank you, Adam, for coming up with this question. And she says she's learned something new. She has an answer.
2-2 pitch. Rocked up in the air out to deep center field. Back goes Rodney Green Jr. He's got room, though. Circles to his left. Reaches up. Makes the catch. Two outs. All right. What'd she come up with?
She says DeWolf Hopper. She says DeWolf Hopper recited the poem at least 10,000 times.
Yes. She's right. William DeWolf Hopper was a lifelong baseball enthusiast and a New York Giants fan. And he would perform the poem. He even performed it for teams like the Chicago Cubs. Did that back in 1888. He's Yerlene Confidon. Base is clear. The pitch. That comes in and actually skips behind C.J. Rodriguez. Ball one. 5-4 Nuts. Bottom seven. Two outs. Base is clear. But yeah, he did the melodramatic recitations about 10,000 times in his booming voice. The pitch. That's boomed up into the blue sky, out to right field. Nankill is going over to his right. It is Rodney Green Jr. to his left. Reaches up, makes the catch. And that is the third and final out. So, yes, thanks so much to DeWolf Hopper for reading it, acting it, and making sure that this play became famous. And today, Casey at the bat, 137 years old. And I tell you what, there is all joy coming from our voices as we get to read it and continue learning and passing it on. Now we're going to pass it on to the eighth inning, 5-4 Nuts lead.
Hey, guys, Jason McCourty here. As a 13-year NFL veteran and Super Bowl champion, people always ask me, what's it like getting ready for the big game? Let me tell you, it's all about preparation, knowing what you're up against, especially when food allergy is part of the game plan. When you're on the field, you're playing for your fans. At home, you're playing for your family. My playbook, read labels, keep it allergy friendly, and have an epinephrine nasal spray as a backup plan. Visit foodallergy.org to learn more.
Moving Day, a walk for Parkinson's, is happening around the country this spring. More than just a walk, Moving Day is a fun experience that unites the community in the fight against Parkinson's disease. Parkinson's doesn't stop, and neither will we. So let's get moving. Join the Parkinson's Foundation to learn more and register for an event in your area at movingdaywalk.org. That's movingdaywalk.org.
This is Josh Cordegrau with your Atlantic Lugnuts. Time to get back to the game.
To the eighth inning we go. Just two left to play here. Lansing edging Dayton 5-4. Trying to get some insurance. C.J. Rodriguez comes up. The pitch. Up and in. Ball one. It is the Bronco that's back out there. Ethan Sikorsky. He gave up the three-run double to Rodney Green Jr. that gave Lansing the lead. The pitch. Up high. Two balls, no strikes. Rodriguez had the RBI single back in the second inning that got Lansing on the board to tie it 1-1. The pitch, swing and a miss. Went right after that fastball at the top of the zone. That was a weird one. It kind of lofted a pretty well hit to Acosta, who jumped for it at second base, tipped it, but he couldn't come up with it, and then it just bounded to his right, and everybody was safe, and the run came in. 2-1. Swing and a miss. Two balls, two strikes. And Rodriguez has been really good behind the plate. I think it's going to be interesting to see how the catching duties rotate now. The pitch. That's launched foul, first base side. That goes actually off the awning of the overhang up top here in the sweet level and bounds back down for fans. Remains two balls, two strikes. We told you Cole Kahn got promoted. He is down in Midland. 2-2. That shot foul off the netting. Down in Midland, Texas, but promoted up to double A. And then that triggers Davis Diaz, who is a catcher, but also played in the infield. And converting him over from infielder to catcher, and he's at third tonight. 2-2. On the outside corner, that's called strike three against Rodriguez. So he's down. First strikeout for the Lugnuts since the third inning. First K for Sikorsky. So here comes Casey Yamauchi. So now your catchers for the Nuts, Davis Diaz, CJ Rodriguez, and Nick Schwartz. And CJ's kind of been that second guy here these last couple of years. First pitch to Casey Yamauchi is down low. But we're waiting to see what the rotation looks like for Tommy White, who has missed the last three games. He is here, though. 1-0. That's outside. Two balls, no strikes. We've seen Jared Dickey play first. We've seen Schofield Sam swing over to third. But once anything settles, how do those three catchers rotate in? 2-0 pitch. Launched back up in the air. Out of play. Yamauchi out in front of that. And for Cole Kahn, the Lugnuts will miss him because he was really effective behind the plate. And his bat was red hot in April. For he missed just a touch of time. 2-1. At the bottom of the zone on the outside corner, strike two. Had that little oblique type flare up where they just wanted to be cautious with it, so he was DHing and wasn't catching as regularly. But we'll be curious to see how he does leveling up. Going to Midland. 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball swung on. That was in the dirt out in front of it. And Yamauchi is looking back at the home plate umpire, John Reed. I'm not sure why. He definitely swung through there, got tagged out. Oh, I think he was saying that he got a ricochet here. Yeah, it didn't look like it. He was asking, I got a piece foul ball-wise. Instead, he just got a hooked ball that was in the dirt. And that's back-to-back strikeouts for Sikorsky. 5-4 Nuts lead, top eight. Back to the top of the card for JKG. The pitch. Fastball grabs that outside corner, strike one.
My expectation, Adam, with the catchers is that CJ gets three starts, Davis gets two starts, and Nick Schwartz would get one start.
0-1, a little bit wide.
Right on a six-game series, some sort of division like that. And then because Davis Diaz is such a good infielder, they use him to spell Casey Yamauchi at second or Tommy White at third.
1-1 pitch. That's outside. Wait, say that again for me. You said you think the rotation is what?
Yeah, here's my guess. CJ Rodriguez, out of six games of a series, CJ catches three. Davis catches two. Nick Schwartz catches one.
And I think you're right, which I think for CJ has to be exciting that he's kind of going to be the guy, and he's got a chance to prove himself. 2-1 pitch. So we're going to bouncing ball foul. And we've seen it, Jesse, today. I mean, he's got an RBI single. He should have two caught stealings at second base, if not for, you know, the slide into the glove of Yamauchi and that ball being pried out by Confidon. I mean, he was out by a mile, but his spikes pried the baseball loose and put some marks, you feel like, in Yamauchi's arm to get that ball free. 2-2. Roped foul, third base side. Kuroda Grauer way out in front of that. So first chance tonight, kind of being the guy. And so far, he's looked good. He's made an impact in this game where Lansing leads 5-4 in the eighth. 2-2. That's on the ground. Foul third base side.
I think something we should keep our eye on, too, is Davis Diaz is still very new to catching. Only started catching last year. And the Lugnuts manager, Darryl Kennedy, was a catcher. And Cooper Goldby, assistant hitting coach, was a catcher. He's in a good spot here.
Yeah, he's going to get taught well. And it'll be fun to watch him grow and he can work with CJ Rodriguez. 2-2. Let's fly back. They've got that Commodore camaraderie. Bless you. Right? I mean, how cool is that though? Like, you get to play with someone that went to the same college as you and can relate to you, that always makes things a little bit easier.
They're Vandy boys.
2-2. Launched up in the air, out to shallow left. Back goes the shortstop, Balcazar, and he reaches up, makes the catch. Yeah, just a couple of Vandy boys playing for Tim Corbin. And now in Lansing, playing for DK. Lansing leading 5-4. Let's head to the bottom of the eighth on a beautiful, warm evening in Dayton, Ohio.
Many of our U.S. veterans and service members face challenges. Mental health struggles, housing obstacles, employment, food insecurity, and social isolation, to name just a few. I'm Bob Woodruff. My family and I started the Bob Woodruff Foundation in 2006 after I sustained a life-threatening injury while reporting from Iraq. Our service members had my back that day, and we need to have theirs now more than ever. At the Bob Woodruff Foundation, we raise awareness about the tough challenges veterans and military families face and invest in solutions to help support them in the next chapter of their lives. And with one solution comes the next. We solve a housing situation. We increase employment opportunities. We solve employment problems. We address food insecurity. We solve food insecurity. We impact physical and mental health issues. Learn more about our work at bobwoodruffoundation.org/success.
Hey, it's Cole Kahn with the Lansing Lugnuts. Let's get back to the broadcast.
Well, a tense spot here for Henry Gomez to come in. Lansing leading 5-4, bottom eight, and trying to protect that lead against Carter Graham, Carlos Jorge, and Ariel Amante. A righty-righty matchup. Gomez throws home. Breaks it outside, ball one. Well, Henry Gomez trying to keep the Nuts in front and see if they can get their third straight win and their first in this series in the opener. Gomez throws. That's outside. Two balls, no strikes. And Gomez with an ERA that sits up over 7.5 through 13 games. Rocky start here. Pitch. That shoots in there. Finds the zone for the first time. It's given up 12 earned runs, two homers, 9 walks, 9 strikeouts. So hoping he can have smooth sailing here in the eighth. 2-1. Check swing tapper, first base side.
Adam, can I give some love to Jake Christensen? 12th consecutive scoreless appearance.
Yeah, he's starting to establish himself, with which Lansing needs, because the bullpen in totality has been up and down for the Nuts. Two balls, two strikes on Graham, the righty. 1-for-3 tonight. Gomez guns it home. Breaking ball is weakly hit over towards shortstop. Grabbed by Carota Grauer, slings it to first. One down. So here comes Carlos Jorge.
Now batting for the Dragons, number 7, Carlos Jorge.
And I'd like to bring you to the Adam Jaxa section of the game notes from Jesse Goldberg-Strassler today. And that would be the section on Jacob Wilson, obviously. The pitch. That shoots in there. Strike one. Jorge showed to bunt.
What's going on with Jacob?
Yeah, so it says, congratulations. Athletic shortstop Jacob Wilson was named the American League Rookie of the Month in May. 0-1. It's a bouncing ball foul. First base side. Strike two. We don't have to talk about the A's and what's going on because, yes, they have struggled to win. But, you know, we are both big Jacob Wilson fans. We got to see him in Lansing. And that batting average now is just short of 370. The OPS is up at 975. 14 multi-hit games, which tied for the most with Freddie Freeman, the major leagues. Long hold here. The 0-2. That's up high and actually goes off the glove and tips back out of play. So This was all in the month of May? This is crazy. Wilson is first for all rookies in hits, batting average, OBP, slugging, OPS, and multi-hit games. That pitch is just a little bit outside, and here's my favorite part. And it appears Wilson is on track to join Carlos Beltran, 1996 Lugnut, as an AL Rookie of the Year, like he was in 99. 2-2. Breaking ball is fouled back. Quite the season that Mr. Wilson is putting together. Jesse, I know that you didn't put my name in here. I know that you do the game notes, and I'm very appreciative. But I felt a beaming light of excitement, like you wrote this, you typed it up for me. The pitch, let's fly back out of play. What do you say?
That was for you.
Thanks, man.
He played 23 games for the Lugnuts in 2023, and we'll never forget him.
No, we won't. We won't, because we could see it when he got here. He was going to be special. 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball dumps in a little bit up high, so 3 balls, 2 strikes. One out in the bottom of the 8th inning. 5-4, Lansing leads. 3-2 pitch. A little bit wide, so the tying run is aboard. Jorge walks, and here comes Ariel Almonte, who's got 2 hits tonight. Well, you know me. I've got a sports talk background, and I'm not afraid to share an opinion or two. And I've confidently said, Jacob Wilson, I feel like he's going to be a Hall of Famer for the A's. I really do. Pitch. That's launched down the right field side. Foul as it scatters a couple of Lugnuts bullpen members. And it did not take long to just see it, right? I mean, the makeup, it's a lot to be really good at the major leagues. But having a dad as a major leaguer, having his dad as a coach, being so good at the plate, so good in the field. The pitch, it's outside. 1 ball, 1 strike. Not striking out, having the ability to put bat on ball on pretty much everything. Like, Jacob Wilson, he's the prototypical up-the-middle infielder in the bigs. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Good pitch right there from Gomez. And it's a ball and 2 strikes on the lefty, Almonte.
There's also things that you can dream on where you go, if he's this good and it's his first full year, how good can he get as a hitter?
And there were signs of it last year until he got injured. 1-2. Swing and a miss. He chased it up high. Big strikeout for Gomez. 2 away. And that's the caveat, right? Like, if he gets injured, obviously you can't control that, but a healthy Jacob Wilson that only you assume is going to get better and better, he's got a chance to be very special. Here's Johnny Ascanio. The pitch, lifted up to center field. Rodney Green Jr. has room over to his right. Under it, snaps the mitt close, and that will get us through 8 innings. Lansing holds the lead thanks to Henry Gomez working around the walk. And so we head to the 9th. Nuts trying to win the opener down in Dayton. They're up 5-4. Jesse Goldberg-Stressler, a Hall of Famer himself, has you the rest of the way.
Every year, millions of pets go missing, leaving families heartbroken. If you lose or find a pet, Love Lost is here to help. Love Lost is a free, easy-to-use database utilizing photo matching technology to search participating shelter partners and social platforms to bring pets home. Simply upload a photo to report a lost or found pet to the largest free lost and found database, or pre-register your pet today so you're ready if the unthinkable happens. With over 100,000 reunions and counting, Love Lost unites communities through technology to make a difference. Let's unite to reunite, because every pet deserves a lifetime of love. Visit lovelost.org and register today.
Aloha, it's Blaze Pontes. Let's get you back to Lansing Lugnuts baseball.
It's the ninth inning, and the Lugnuts are leading 5-4 over Dayton. Easton Sikorsky returns. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler joined by Adam Jaxa. The birthday of Casey at the bat. And you know what? I'm not going to read Casey. Adam already did that, but I will read the sequel. There were so many parodies that were put out in pastiches. TJ Schofield Sam leads off by taking a ball up and in from the righty Easton Sikorsky. Schofield Sam, Lasko, and Nankill as Lansing looks for insurance. Adam, this was written by Gretlin Rice in 1907. Schofield Sam fouls it away left side. 1-1. There were saddened hearts in Mudville for a week or even more. There were muttered oaths and curses. Every fan in town was sore. Just think, said one, how soft it looked with Casey at the bat. And then to think he'd go and spring a bush league trick like that. All his past fame was forgotten. He was now a hopeless shine. They called him Strikeout Casey from the mayor down the line. A pitch. Swing and a miss by Schofield Sam. But as he came to bat each day, his bosom heaved a sigh, while a look of hopeless fury shone in mighty Casey's eye. He pondered in the days gone by that he had been their king, that when he strolled up to the plate, they made the welkin ring. But now his nerve had vanished, for when he heard them hoot, he fanned or popped out daily, like some minor league recruits. Schofield Sam fouls the pitch back under the screen. He soon began to sulk and loaf, his batting eye went lame. No home runs on the scorecard now were chalked against his name. The fans without exception gave their manager no peace, but one and all kept clamoring for Casey's quick release. Schofield Sam pulls a grounder on the right side, grabbed by Acosta over to first, one away. The Mudville squad began to slump. The team was in the air. Their playing went from bad to worse. No one seemed to care. Back to the woods with Casey was the cry from Reuters Row. Get someone who can hit the ball and let that big dub go. The lane is long, someone has said, that never turns again. And fate, though fickle, often gives another chance to men. And Casey smiled, his rugged face no longer wore a frown. The pitcher who had started all the trouble came to town. Ryan Lasko takes a ball, skipping in. All Mudville had assembled. 10,000 fans had come to see the twirler who'd put big Casey on the bum. And when he stepped into the box, the multitude went wild. He doffed his cap in proud disdain, but Casey only smiled. One out, nobody on, 5-4 nuts in the ninth. Ryan Lasko swings and pulls it foul on the ground left side. Play ball, the umpire's voice rang out, and then the game began. But in that throng of thousands, there was not a single fan who thought that Mudville had a chance. And with the setting sun, their hope sank low. The rival team was leading 4-1. Here's the pitch to Lasko. Swing and a miss at the high cheddar. The last half of the ninth came round with no change in the score. But when the first man up hit safe, the crowd began to roar. The din increased. The echo of 10,000 shouts were heard when the pitcher hit the second and gave four balls to the third. Foul out of play by Ryan. 1-2, it stays. Three men on base, nobody out. Three runs to tie the game. A triple meant the highest niche in Mudville's Hall of Fame. But here the rally ended and the gloom was deep as night when the fourth fouled to catcher and the fifth flew out to right. Lasko takes a ball high. A dismal groan and chorus came, a scowl on each face, when Casey walked up bat in hand and slowly took his place. His bloodshot eyes lit and fury gleamed, his teeth clenched in hate. He gave his cap a vicious hook and pounded on the plate. The 2-2. Swing and a miss. Lasko has struck out. But fame is fleeting as the wind and glory fade away. There were no wild and woolly cheers, no glad acclaim this day. They hissed and groaned and hooted as they clamored, strike him out! But Casey gave no outward sign that he had heard this shout. The pitcher smiled, cut one loose across the plate it sped. Another hiss, another groan, strike one, the umpire said. Zip, like a shot, the second curve broke just below the knee. There's a called strike to Nate Nankill. Strike two, the umpire roared aloud, but Casey made no plea. No roasting for the umpire now, his was an easy lot. But here the pitcher whirled again. Was that a rifle shot? Nankill takes a ball inside. A whack, a crack, and out through space, the leather pellet flew. A blot against the distant sky, a speck against the blue. Two outs, nobody on. 5-4 nuts in the ninth, the 1-1. Nankill swats it foul to the right. above the fence in center field in rapid whirling flight. The sphere sailed on, the blot grew dim, then was lost to sight. 10,000 hats thrown in the air, 10,000 threw a fit, but no one ever found the ball that mighty Casey hit. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Up high. Oh, somewhere in this favored land, dark clouds may hide the sun. And somewhere bands no longer play and children have no fun. And somewhere over blighted lives there hangs a heavy pall. But Mudville hearts are happy now. For Casey hit the ball. The 2-2. Strike three called on the outside corner. Nankill down watching. Not long after Ernest Lawrence Thayer set the world of baseball ablaze with Casey at the bat, Grantland Rice, the great Grantland Rice, writing his rejoinder, giving Casey redemption, 1907. Happy birthday, Casey, and thank you to Ernest Lawrence Thayer today. Adam, 137 years?
Yes, sir. The best, man.
You know what? Casey deserved to have a good swing. Dayton's going to have their last swing. Going to the bottom of the ninth, Lansing leading 5-4.
Miss Fernandez, what are those tiny things?
Those are what we call amoebas. You can only see them through a microscope.
Wow.
Today's students are tomorrow's great thinkers and innovators. But right now, there's a funding crisis in public schools. Millions of kids go to schools that don't have funding for books, computers, and so much more just because of where they live. You can help change that. Donors Choose is a nonprofit that lets you support students and teachers in your community and beyond. You choose which supplies to support. You could provide first graders with pencils and paper, or other students with their first chapter books, help a music class get a guitar.
You could even supply a classroom like mine with a science project. But what you're really giving is the moment that sparks a brighter tomorrow.
To learn more, please visit donorschoose.org. That's DonorsChoose.org. Choose students. Shape the future.
Hi, I'm Dave Burba. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Let's head back to the game.
In the Dragon's Lair, it's time for some heat. Connor Burns is the batter, and Blaise Pontes has sizzled to the mound. The native of Hawaii, with the Lugnuts three outs away from putting out the Dragon's fire. 5-4 the lead. Pontes to Burns, righty to righty. Burns, who homered his last time. The pitch. Fastball, called a strike on the outside corner. I mean, Adam, Blaze versus Burns of the Dragons. It writes itself. Blaze sets, lifts the leg, deals. Broke it down and away. And a ball and a strike.
Usually this is Mark Adamiak time, but I'm guessing since he pitch Saturday and Sunday, even though they had the off day yesterday. Given this opportunity to Blaze today.
Only three earned runs allowed by Blaze this year in 18 appearances. Here it comes. Missed outside with a slider.
In the Dragon's Lair, can Blaze be the Dragon's Lair?
Sir Blaze. Blaze Koali'i Pontes. Burns, Smith, Acosta, 8-9-1, the batters do. Hitters pitch 2-1. He went around 2-4. Slider down the way, fooled Burns. Strike two. Jake Christensen, an inning at a third, scoreless relief. Henry Gomez, an inning, scoreless relief. Time granted. Pontes' ERA 1-2-1. Looking for what would be his second save of the year. He kicks. He deals. Check swing. Strike three called on the outside corner. And Burns is doused.
That's a heck of a pitch. He thought it was a little bit outside. May have had a touch of a case, but that's an out, and Lansing will take it.
Here's Miles Smith. Blaze is keeping cool. One out, last of the ninth, 5-4 Nuts. Righty to lefty. He takes the ball low. For Pontes, a sinker, a slider, a curveball, a changeup. Drafted by the Athletics out of Hawaii, 16th rounder. A ball one offering. Missing down and in. 2-0. Well, this one has been fun in the series opener. The Dragons scored a run in the first inning. The Lugnuts countered a run in the second. TJ Schofield, Sam Homer in the third for a 2-1 lead. The Dragons scored three in the sixth. Went up 4-2. Pontes' pitch. Breaking ball. Strike called. He hooked it in. In the top of the seventh inning with two outs against Dayton's ace reliever, Easton Sikorsky. Rodney Green Jr. cracked a three-run double. And hence, 5-4 Nuts. The 2-1 pitch. Strike two called. Hit the outside corner. Pontes struck at Burns watching. It deals the 2-2 to Miles Smith. Smith swings and lines it. Foul up the left side. Just beyond the third baseman, Diaz. It cued over his head. And then it spun left of the chalk. Tennis drop shot there.
Yeah, what a path for that baseball. I mean, that thing twisting its way foul over Yamauchi's head just barely and then just plunks down to the left of the chalk. Fortunate for the Nuts.
Third base coach and manager of the Dragons, Vince Harrison, had a good view. Try it again. Two balls, two strikes. Shortstop Kuroda Grauer up the middle. The deal. Swing and a miss. He's gone. High heat from Blaze. Two gone in the bottom of the ninth inning.
Now batting for the Dragons, number three, Victor Acosta.
Here now is Victor Acosta, the switch hitting second baseman and leadoff hitter in the order. Lansing 5, Dayton 4. Bases clean, two outs. The pitch starts him off with a strike called across the inside corner at the letters. Another massive crowd in Dayton. And a one. Bounced it in.
Over 170 at-bats this year for Acosta. No home run. So, not saying it can't be done, but go right after him and see if you can get this final out.
He draws walks. Earlier today, he collected his eighth double of the year. He has one triple. The 1-1 pitch. He grounds it foul right side. And the Lugnuts are now one strike away. Blaze is coming right after him. Looking for the series opening win. Though Dayton is out, hit the Lugnuts today 8-6. The Lugs have the edge 5-4. The set. The 1-2. Inside corner. A called strike three. And that ends your ball game. The final score on the opener from Dayer Ballpark. The Lugnuts 5, the Dragons 4.
How about striking out the side in the ninth, Blaze Pontes? He truly was the Dragon Slayer right there. Burns, Smith, Acosta, see you later. Lansing takes game one, and they've won three straight.
A Rodney Green Jr., two out, three-run triple in the top of the seventh off Easton Sikorsky. That is your game-winning blow.
You know that one time that Mark Hart said, you know when you let your brother get up in the game of basketball and then you come back? Well, this was kind of like that, Jesse. Sixth inning, three runs come in. You give Dayton a brief lead after they trailed all game. And then you rip their hearts out with a three-run double from Rodney Green and then just shut them down the rest of the game. Big series opening win for the Nuts to keep the pressure on the Whitecaps and just keep their winning streak rolling on.
Five runs, six hits, no errors for the Lugnuts, and the six hits were scattered between six different players. The Lugnuts also drew seven walks in the game. Brian Lesko had a single and two walks. TJ Schofield-Sam had a home run, a walk, and two runs scored. Plus, he got hit by a pitch. That's TJ. He's getting hit by a lot of pitches these days. For the Lugnuts, the record improves to 29-23 this year. Your winning pitcher is Jake Christensen, with 1 1/3 innings of perfect relief after Nathan Detmer. The save to Blaise Pontes, it is his second after Henry Gomez recorded his second hold with a hitless, scoreless eighth inning. Pontes, the perfect ninth, with three straight strikeouts. The loss goes to Easton Sikorsky, who has just another run this year. For Easton, that is just the third earned run that he has allowed all year. But it was Rodney Green Jr. with a big double. Tanaka Nate Nankill, who had drawn the walk from Easton Sikorsky, and Joshua Kurodegrauer, who had walked, and TJ Schofield-Sam, who'd been hit by a pitch, and that three-run seventh on one big swing. So, in 2 hours and 39 minutes, in front of a crowd of 7,373, four runs, eight hits, no errors for the Dragons, and they fall to 17-35. One game down, five games to go in the Gem City.
That's a big-time win. Again, we know the records. Lansing, second in the division. Dayton, last in the division. But you still got to go play the games. And it was a tight one. It was a well-fought game. And Dayton just, they got the lead, but Lansing was not going to lose this game. They came right back, answered. Dayton's looking for the shutdown inning. They don't get it. Lansing doesn't just get a run. They get all three right back, retake the lead. And, hey, it's not the prettiest, but it's a win. And that's all that matters right now with just 2.5 weeks left to go in the season.
What do you say to a Wednesday that isn't a morning game? It's 7:05 tomorrow.
Well, hello, June.
Corey Avant gets the ball. The righty Brian Edgington is going to oppose him for Dayton. We've seen Avant get better and better, and he's tossing five innings regularly. And let me just give you this number from Edgington. So Brian Edgington this year, it's going to be his eighth start, his 11th appearance of the year. 40 1/3 innings. He's only walked 14. He commands the ball. Adam, he's allowed 9 home runs this season.
So a good game for Rodney Green to get that monkey off his back. He nearly had one tonight a couple of times. And maybe a couple of the other nuts can go deep, too?
I'm just saying. With the Virginia Cavalier on the hill, the balls have been flying this year. Avant against Edgington tomorrow night. Junior Tour on Thursday. Steven Echeverria on Friday. Grant Judkins on Saturday. And then we'll see Nathan Detmer get the ball again on Sunday before the Lugnuts come on back home. It's going to be June 10th through June 15th. The massive series against the West Michigan Whitecaps. In case you're wondering, West Michigan pummeled Lake County 9-2. Josue Briseño goes 4-for-4 with a walk, two singles, a double, another homer. Kevin McGonigal goes 2-for-5 with a single and a home run. His batting average drops to .488. Max Clark, a single, a double, two walks, three runs scored. This is just what the Whitecaps are doing to everyone. You can ask the Dayton Dragons. But we'll see that talented Whitecaps squad in Lansing, Michigan coming up a week from today. Get your tickets. Call up 517-485-4500 or go to MILB.com/Lansing or LansingLugnuts.com. Adam Jaxa, final thoughts.
Well, first off, let me just say, I know what you're thinking. It's bleak to think Lansing's going to come from behind and win this first half. But you never know, and there are still 14 games left to go. So we'll see. Not going to be easy. But Lansing tonight, Jesse, they had to do what they needed to do, which is keep the pressure on West Michigan. Even though they're back by 8 games, you have to keep winning and just hope that West Michigan starts to slide a little bit. And then obviously you got the series next week, so you're hoping that it's at least within 6 games, and you go from there. But tonight, good job by the Nuts. You gave up the run early in the first inning, come back, get 2 runs right away, take the lead, and then you hold that lead till the 6th, give up 3 runs. It was unfortunate because it was right at the end of Detmer's outing. He had 80-plus pitches into that 6th inning. He'd given up some hard-hit balls, and then the 2-run homer comes from Burns, so then it's deflating, right? You're down for the first time since the first inning. But guess what? The offense says, don't worry about it. Rodney Green Jr., he had some big swings tonight. Rodney Green Jr. walks in the first, flies the ball out to the wall in the sixth that's caught, and then he empties the bases with the three-run double in the seventh. Big time from this offense. Another night this year where they walk more than they strike out. Seven walks, six strikeouts. And then how about this? To finish it off, Jesse, we have become accustomed to Mark Adamiak, who's one of the leaders in the league in saves. He's the back-end guy. He pitched Saturday and Sunday. They give him a rest today. Blaise Pontes says, hey, don't worry about it. Let me strike out not one, not two, but let me strike out all three Dragons to wrap up this victory and get you out of here with a third straight Nuts win.
Lansing Lugnuts have got it going on.
Yeah, they do, and it's not even the 21st night of September. It's June.
That'll do it for us. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. For Adam Jaxa, we thank you so much for tuning in and keeping us company. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Lansing Lugnuts, may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Lansing Lugnuts. Once more, your final score. The Lugnuts 5, the Dragons 4. Good night from the Gem City, Dayton, Ohio, and go Nuts!